105.3 is WKHM FM and WKHM FM HD1 Brooklyn Jackson. And now it's time for high school football. Tonight's game, round three of the playoffs. It's the Bearcats of Battle Creek Central visiting the Western Panthers. The high school game of the week is brought to you in part by Trips Auto Shopping Collision Center, Northwest Community Schools, ERA Reardon Realty, Jackson Public Schools, Computer Ties, Chilango's Cantina Grill, Baker Builders, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and AC, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, Vision Collision, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, East Jackson Public Schools, Airflow Heating Company, Tri-County Water, Christoph & Sons, Top Line Apparel, Jacob's Ladder, Lloyd Gantt Retirement Center, Stone's One-Stop Auto Shop, Jones Construction Solutions, Western Community Schools, Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center, Marino's Pizza, Mackie, Subway, Denny's, Summit Orthodontics, and Slice of Spice. Now, we go to the press box for the call of tonight's game with Captain Steve Boyle and the Mayor, Jason Smith.
Well, Jason Smith, we're live at Western High School. Too much fun going on out here on Deering Road as the Panthers get set to try and win their first district championship in school history. They got the first playoff win under their belt a week ago, and here they are tonight with Battle Creek Central in town, the Bearcats and Panthers ready to lock up. The Panthers come in 9-1 overall, 6-1 in their league. And again, we mentioned Jason, first ever playoff win last week, and it was a tough one in overtime against Mattawan.
Yeah, it was a tough fought game, but they persevered, came through, and this was one of their goals, was to win at least one playoff game, and now they'll set their sights on the district championship against a very game, but somewhat up and down Battle Creek Central team.
Good way to describe them, or as far as we could tell, looking back on, you know, we didn't go see them play or anything, but they had a kind of an up and down year, 7-3 overall. They go 3-1 in their league, Jason. But they end up second in their league. The next closest team to them, I think 2-7 overall in the year.
Yeah.
In that league, which is a small league with five teams, but still, you know, you can't read a lot into that because the competition wasn't great in that league. They did play some tougher squads. Their three losses this year came at the hands of Portage Central, 45-35. Mm-hmm. They lost to Kalamazoo Central. That was their lone loss within their league,
right.
26-20 in overtime game. And then they lost to Portage Northern, 35-21. So it looks like they play teams tough. They win when they're supposed to win, and just we got to figure out if they're supposed to win tonight or not. I'm giving the edge to Western tonight. I think the Panthers are playing well right now, and they haven't lost since all the way back on August 30th. Right here against Lumen Christi, so they're on a roll.
Yeah, they are on a huge roll, and if you look at the Battle Creek Central squad, you go back historically looking at some of their numbers like we did, this is a team that had the same head coach for 15 years early on, and then from there, once he retired in the late 2000s, early 2010s, they just didn't have the athletes, didn't have the coaching staff in place. They lost almost every single game for three consecutive years. They won one game in 3 years, then kind of rebounded, had a few 3-4 win games or seasons, and then they had a 5-win season, didn't make the playoffs, and this has been it probably in the last 7 or 8 years they're the best squad they've had at 7-3.
Yeah, so it's a team maybe on the upswing, and here's Western with maybe the best team in school history, at least as in the books, the numbers wise. We'll maybe say that as you look back on this season for Western. But of course, the games aren't played on paper, they're played on the field tonight. Right. And speaking of the field conditions are a little rough with some wet weather late. They've had a lot of games here. Of course, they hosted a game last week in what was a rainy day. It's been raining a lot this week to the point where Western hasn't even really practiced here. They one of the players told me they had practice on Wednesday night at Withington Stadium.
So yep.
That's going to, you know, they're trying to preserve the quality of the field. But we walked across it, and you could see it was a little rough in the middle part of the field where most of the action happens. And we were down near the end zone, so when you come in here to the middle of the field right around the 50, you could see obvious patches of dirt and barren turf.
Yeah, and we looked at it, you know, standing in the sideline, you didn't really see just how barren it is sort of in the middle of the field. But getting up here into the press box, you can see right around the 40s midfield, there are significant patches where sledding might be a little bit tough.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. So we'll keep an eye on the field conditions. Weather-wise, at least we got a good night. It's going to be a little chilly as the game moves on. But really, looking at the forecast earlier in the week, there was a possibility maybe some rain tonight. That doesn't look like it's going to materialize. It looks like this is going to be pretty good conditions for a playoff football game in early November. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and take a three-minute break here on the pregame. I want to mention some of our sponsors here. Score a career touchdown at Michigan Automotive Compressor Incorporated. Join the technical and skilled trade teams. Be a top draft pick with their benefits and pay. Outstanding coverage levels with low premiums and low out-of-pocket costs. Come off the bench and into engineering, machine maintenance, facilities, and die maintenance. Score a touchdown today at Mackey. Apply at www.mishauto.com. And thanks to Slice of Spice on board tonight, too. Yeah. That's a great place to get a pizza anytime. Yes, Sunday is Senior Citizen Day. 15% off your entire meal. Open to close. Dine-in only. And how about Wine Wednesday? Half off all wine by the bottle with your meal purchase. Dine-in only.
Had me at hello.
3 minutes here on the pregame. All of our high school football coverage on K105.3 brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Serving the Jackson community since 1988. The right repair is no accident.
It's fair with a Mexico City flair. The all-new Chilango's Cantina Grill. Authentic Mexican food and drink cocktails that complement every meal. Chilango's Cantina Grill. Voted best tacos in Jackson. And voted number 4 in the state. With gourmet burritos, oyster tacos, 100 types of tequila and mezcal, fresh custom margaritas, and 7 draft Mexican beers. All Chilango style. Their chiller machine keeps your drink at the correct temperature without ice. Chilango's Mexican Grill is now Chilango's Cantina Grill. At 501 Longfellow Avenue.
A commercial contractor that takes pride in working together with a client, subcontractors, and suppliers. Jones Construction Solutions, specializing in commercial construction and renovations. Whether it's building a new restaurant, renovating an existing office building, or adding on to a growing car dealership, Jones Construction Solutions. Toby Jones has incredible relationships with area subcontractors and suppliers, ensuring your project gets the attention to detail you need. Log on to JonesConstructionSolutions.com for more information now. A proud supporter of Western Athletics.
Hi, I'm Steve Doerr, superintendent of East Jackson Community Schools. We're leading the way with our science, technology, robotics, and arts programs. We're proud of our safe schools where all buildings have been remodeled in the last 2 years with our student safety in mind, and our family atmosphere where everyone knows your name. To learn more about East Jackson Community Schools, visit our website, eastjacksonschools.org, or call 764-2090. Come take a fresh look at East Jackson Community Schools. Great things are happening. Together we thrive.
Are your floors ready for the cold weather and the holiday parties in your home? Schedule your carpet cleaning today at Christoph & Sons Floor Covering. In addition to making your carpet look clean, carpet cleaning is important for a healthy home. Carpet can be a trap for dirt, dead skin cells, dog and cat dander, dust mites, and many other allergens. Plus, all major carpet manufacturers recommend professional carpet cleaning as a part of your warranty. Christoph & Sons can make your carpets cleaner, look nicer, and last longer. Call today to schedule your appointment.
It's worth talking to the experts, Christoph & Sons.
Hi, this is Rick Reardon, owner of ERA Reardon Realty. We are proud to be the largest and number one locally owned and operated real estate company in Jackson County. My parents, Gail and Marion Reardon, started the company back in 1987, over 31 years ago, and it's been family owned ever since. As a Western High School graduate, I am very proud to serve the Jackson community and be a part of the great things happening not only downtown, but throughout our entire county. Our 60 local agents are your family, friends, and neighbors. So when you choose to work with one of our amazing agents, your dollars stay here in the Jackson community to help support the local economy. We would love the chance to earn your business and help your real estate dreams come true. Stop in and see us at one of our 3 Jackson County locations on Northwest Avenue, next to Dunkin' Donuts, in Brooklyn on Main Street and the Fountain Plaza, or our Summit Township location on Horton Road, connected to the Bigby Coffee. And as always, go to erareardon.com.
Topline Apparel is a first-class screen printing and embroidery company in Spring Arbor. With over 16 years' experience in the screen printing industry, customers can expect nothing but the top of the line. Topline Apparel offers excellent customer service with a wide range of brands. Topline Apparel is able to screen print t-shirts, long-sleeve tees, sweatshirts, jerseys, moisture-wicking shirts, and more. Email for a free quote on any size order. Topline Apparel is capable of printing small or large orders to fit your needs. Email Topline Apparel at toplineapparel.mi@gmail.com. Topline Apparel says, "Go Panthers!"
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Boyle, Jason Smith, 12 minutes on the clock. We're just about ready for kickoff here at Western High School. The Panthers with a chance to win the district championship tonight against Battle Creek Central. Other games going on in the area tonight. Michigan Center is out on Spring Arbor Road, taking on the unbeaten Lumen Christi Titans, number one in Division 6 basically the entire year. That's a tough matchup for the Cardinals. Good luck to both teams tonight.
They did say that they wanted Lumen Christi from the start of the year, so they got what they wanted.
We'll see if they still want it when it's all said and done. Blissfield visiting tonight, also out in Brooklyn, Columbia Central. The 9-1 Golden Eagles looking to avenge their only loss on the year, which was to that Blissfield team. So a couple good games in the area. We'll be keeping up on those, as well as the Millington Montrose score. We'll try and keep track of the Zealand West Zealand East score too, see who's awaiting the winner of this game. As we check the out-of-town scoreboard all night for AAA of Jackson out around Wisner Street. You need insurance? Get in touch with them. You need travel? Also get in touch with them. AAA of Jackson, our out-of-town scoreboard sponsor. And we're just about ready to go here. And Battle Creek will receive. And we got the football being teed up now right at the 40-yard line. Western in the burgundy and gold. Burgundy jerseys, gold lettering, gold helmets. Yellow helmets for Battle Creek Central, white jerseys and pants. Both numbers pretty vivid out there in the field for us. Should be a good night as far as that goes.
Sorry, Watterson to kick off for the Panthers.
And that's a low roller. They'll squib it down to about the 20 or 34. And a big collision immediately. And they'll pull him down at about the 41, where Battle Creek will start their possession here. Just a big hit right there, and immediately when he picked up the football, Jason. But the Battle Creek Central player kind of came out on the winning side of that collision.
Yeah, he did. That was Eric Hopkins on the return. And my goodness, that was he lowered the shoulder, and the boom came with it.
So we'll get Battle Creek out. Ready to set up here. We'll go out of the shotgun. One back there. There's a wing and three wideouts. Nice spread formation here for Battle Creek Central and Jermaine Morris, quarterback senior out here.
Southpaw.
Yeah. I should have just let you go with that, Jason. You love the fact that someone else is left-handed. Pitches out immediately, a little option. I thought I saw a block in the back, and the flag comes out for it. So he gets about 11 yards, but I got to tell you, Jason, I think that's coming back right by the pitch. The Battle Creek Central player with the block in the back is what I saw.
Yeah, that it looked like it to me as well. Landon Raskowski with a big hit to stop the run. And this one is coming back regardless, but a big hit by Raskowski. Setting the tone early.
Yeah, and what looked to be kind of a big gain early. And that will go against Battle Creek Central. So we get 10 yards, moving back to first and 20.
And that is a spot foul.
So you see the big gain there, Jason, but you always say, well, if it weren't for the penalty, does he get that big gain? He did have a defender in the backfield with him when he made that pitch. Nice penetration by the Western defense on that first play. First down, 20 yards. And go with wing and three wide receivers. Let's call him a wide out. To take the snap, he's rolling right. Lefty's going to have to throw back across his body to get rid of it. Chased out of the pocket, throws it away. And good defense by the Panthers, pinning the ears back and getting after the QB. And the pressure, Bodie Brown.
Yeah, Brown, the sophomore, came over from the linebacker spot. And it looked like they were going to try and pick on Nate Burke a little bit, the safety who's got the cast, the big club on his hand. Looking in that direction, just didn't have anything open for him.
Three wide again for Jermaine Morris. Back to pass. Has time. Gets the throw away. And incomplete. Third down now in 20 yards. And things looking up for Western on the first defensive possession. 11:20 to go. We're just underway here. Nothing score. And a holding penalty has gotten Battle Creek Central into a bit of a hole here on their first shot at it.
Yeah, this will be something... the left side of the field, they're going to have to pay stronger attention to, because that's the dominant side for Morris, the quarterback, as with the lefty. A little bit of an easier throw for him over to that side.
Spread formation, shotgun, and back to pass again on third and long. Takes his time now. He'll pull it down and run. Still looking to pass after he exits the pocket. Now he's got pressure, and he throws it away. And incomplete. Very patient in there. Definitely wanted to get the throw away. We do have a flag down on the field, Jason. Incomplete pass brings up fourth and 20, depending on what happens with the penalty. I'm going to guess some sort of a hold. Oh, it'll be an illegal receiver downfield.
Yeah, it looks like one of the blockers broke downfield a little bit early as Brevin Wowianko came in to kind of disrupt everything. And just unfortunately, that's what happens when you stay in the backfield too long trying to get the pass off. Things just kind of deteriorate.
Sure.
And that's going to force the punt team out.
Well, and when he gave such a strong impression that he was looking to run it, mm-hmm. it'd be easy to see why one of those linemen would release downfield, only to find out that he was still looking to try and throw. Run might have been the better choice. Now fourth and 20, and we'll get the punt unit out there for the Bearcats.
Landon French back to receive.
Sideways punt. It takes a good bounce for Battle Creek. It's going to stay in. No. Yeah, it'll stay in. And still decent field possession for the Panthers as it rolls down about the 33-yard line. 11:01 in the first quarter. We're tied at zero as Western's offense will hit the field for the first time. Of course, Tyler Pape's the guy you watch here and what he does on the offense, throwing it around and running the football. They've got a good power running game. They got some guys who will come out there and be strong runners. And they got some speed guys. We saw first play when we were out here mm-hmm. to watch that game with them against, refresh me who it was now. We can't remember because it was all Western.
Yeah, it was all Western.
They went out and went deep downfield on the first play to Nate Burke.
Marshall. See,
there you go, exactly. Now everyone in motion, and we get a breakdown for the Panthers. We'll get a procedure penalty moving back 5 yards.
Yeah, everybody but the center kind of took off on that one, and that's a no-no. He's the guy you need moving. But, yeah, you got to watch out for Landon Raskowski for Western. He's going to get plenty of carries in this one. Might see a heavy dose of Wyatt Heavey. Some Javon Lewis might get involved as well, a slot receiver. Also lined up the wing back.
A lot of targets for Western. Four of them out there as receivers now. And they give to the receiver cutting across. And it looked like they had him stopped for no gain. He slips a tackle and into the 35-yard line area, which would be a gain of about 2 yards from the original line of scrimmage. So chalk him up for 7 total on the first down carry. And a second down and about 8 for Western.
And even though he's wearing the club, you got to watch out for Nate Burke, too. We saw him burn Marshall a couple of times last time we were out here, even with the cast.
He's off the field now on second down. Still 4 wideouts. In motion is the runner, and he takes a hand again. Basically the same player, at least the same look on that play. It's Eric Pape on the carry, handoff from Tyler Pape, and he'll get another couple yards, bring up third and about 6.5 here for the Panthers.
Yeah, Eric Pape, the senior. Tyler, of course, a junior for the Panthers at quarterback.
Panthers come up to the line. Nate Burke, the split wide left, wide right. They send Landon French. Pape out of the shotgun. And he'll go off for a quick out pass. Caught. Looking to take it upfield. They got the first down and then to midfield into Bearcat territory over the 50. The reception for Landon French. Sophomore Landon French, and he makes the catch and immediately looks to head toward the end zone. He gets to about the 50-yard line before he's dragged down, but a big gain and a first down for Western. Moving the chains here. Early going, 9:35 to go. First and 10 for the Panthers at midfield.
Yeah, and you'll see Western, they have the quick strike capability, but they prefer to kind of grind things out a little bit.
So they'll come out, and this time a handoff goes up the middle. He's got some gain, 5, 8 yards, 10 yards before he stopped the big run on that play. Landon Raskowski bruising through the line, and then once he got into the open field, it looked like he had a chance to break it. It does get stopped by that defensive secondary of Battle Creek, but close to another first down to be 2nd and 1.
And that's a name you're going to want to listen for if you are a fan of the Western Panthers. Landon Raskowski, the junior tailback, he is going to be one to watch next year as one of the best tailbacks in the area.
Well, I think if the Panthers' running game is going, it frees up everything else that they do with the pass. The big play really comes into play, and they hand off to Pape again, and he's not going to find much room. They stretch out the play until he's eventually stopped. He'll lose about 3 yards on the carry, and that's going to bring up 4th and 3.5.
And Ramirez Harper with the stop for the Bearcats.
And they often send that wing in motion, Jason, and he comes across in between the snapper and the quarterback. And a lot of times they use that as play action. But so far, 3 times already, they've given it to that guy. So 3rd down is short here for the Panthers. This time in motion is Javon Lewis. Fakes the give to him and gives to Raskowski. Patience, that breaks it open.
He's out.
He's got a chance at the end zone. It's going to be a foot race. They'll pull him down from behind, but not until he's at the 8-yard line. Big gain for Western on 3rd and short. 1st down in the red zone.
Yeah, so Ryan Finn-Brown was the last one there to bring him down and did a good job of what everyone else hasn't been able to do, and that's stop Landon Raskowski on that huge run.
And you could see him tiptoeing, Jason, just a little, waiting for daylight to break, following the block, and he set everything up, and then he just turned it on down the field up the left sideline. And it's 1st and goal for the Panthers inside the Battle Creek 10-yard line.
Yeah, Landon Raskowski is sneaky quick. He's explosive when he can hit that hole.
He's in the backfield with Pape right now. Pape's going to keep, though. And he's got it. See him. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Western! The Panthers strike first with 7:51 to go. It's an 8-yard touchdown scamper for junior quarterback Tyler Pape, and Western goes up 6-0.
Yeah, nice little QB keep there by Tyler Pape. Had a ton of daylight and basically just walked his way in.
Western clearly likes to run over that left side, Jason, and they found daylight a couple times back-to-back and got into the end zone. Great start for the Panthers offense. 7:51 left here in the first quarter. The Panthers with a nice defensive set and then an offensive drive that gets them 6 points. Snap is there, hold is down, kick is up, and it looks good from here. The officials say no good. Looks like a little bit wide left, Jason.
Yeah, that was a wide left. Watterson just kind of hooked it to the left a little bit, and no good. So 6-0, our score.
Back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Stone's one-stop auto shop of Grass Lake supports high school athletics and the Grass Lake Warriors. Keep yourself and your family safe this winter and have your vehicle inspected before the snow flies at Stone's one-stop auto shop, offering rock-solid repairs specializing in diesel engines. Located at 207 West Michigan Avenue in Grass Lake. If it's knocking, dinging, dragging, or smoking, take it to Stone's one-stop auto shop for a rock-solid repair.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Panthers up 6-0, missed the extra point, but a great start to this one for the Panthers, and they've got the ball teed up on the 40, ready for another kickoff. And Battle Creek will look to respond. They got that holding penalty on the first play of their first possession, Jason, never recovered from that. But they'll need to get something going offensively because the Panthers look like they're dialed in tonight.
Yeah, good kick that time by Watterson.
Goes down to the 12. And returns at the 20. We got another block in the back, I think. Freed him up for a few extra yards, but they'll bring this one back as the cover team pretty good, pretty quick down there for Westerns. Sarayan Finn-Brown on the carry.
Yeah, that block in the back, it was. It looked like originally it was at about the 21, but it's a spot foul from the 20, call it the 25, and they'll walk it back from there. So it's going to be a long field to play with.
We'll see if the Bearcats can recover once again, shooting themselves in the foot early here with a mental mistake. 7:45 on the clock as the Bearcats take the football at their own 15-yard line. They spread it out a lot like what Western does.
Yeah.
They go out of the pistol setup, and they'll hand off on 1st down. time we've seen just a straight-up handoff, and the Western defense right there at the line to snuff that one out. They'll get about a yard on the carry before it's brought back, and that's Jacob Smith on the run.
Yep, and Bowden Brown with the stop for Western.
24, excuse me, O'Marion Davis on the carry there.
Looks like they rotate out a couple different tailbacks here, similar to what Western does.
Jaquan West now into the game. Spread set out of the shotgun. They'll pitch out to West. Looks to turn it upfield. Find the seam. They close that up pretty quickly. They'll stop him at about the 21. Still shy of moving the chains. It'll be to bring down the third and manageable 4 yards for the Bearcats.
Yeah, nice little quick pitch there. And he was able to get the edge fairly quickly on that play. Got into the second level before they were able to bring him down.
Western usually does a good job of defending sideline to sideline. Kind of stretching those plays out, making a tackle. It was a pretty good run and well blocked there, especially you could see with the DBs and that defensive end kind of shutting them off. Third down about 4 yards here, and they'll hand it off. Battle at the line. I think Western's got him. Be right around the 25. The first down marker's at the 26, so it'll be fourth and short. Another carry on that one by Jaquan West.
That big defensive line for the Panthers shuts them down.
I can only guess, but I imagine Tyler Oxley was in on that stop.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Right there in the middle. He's the big guy.
And they'll look maybe to try to hard count here.
Yeah, fourth and it looks like just a couple. They go I formation, but they do have three wide. And, yeah, it looks like they're going to try and hard count.
Oh, they got one guy short.
Personnel change here. So now maybe they'll run the play. Switch out in the backfield. Tyshawn Williams in. He'll take the handoff. They'll stop him.
Short.
Shut him down. And the Panther defense stands up for a big fourth down stop, and that puts him in real great shape with the football on turnover on downs at the 25-yard line deep in Battle Creek territory.
Yeah, they took a gamble, and it didn't pay off. Even tried a little razzle-dazzle personnel change real fast, and that didn't work. Might have been a better idea just to call it good and maybe get the punt team out there.
Jason, the bleachers are absolutely filled here at Western High School, and there's a palpable excitement within the fan base, and I heard a lot of people just saying they were before the game, this is really exciting.
Yeah.
So I feel like right now the energy level on the Western sideline and within their the crowd is just out right now, much more hype than Battle Creek. And another run for Raskowski on first down. He's got to move the chains inside the 15 to about the 13-yard line. Another big game for Raskowski as he continues to gash this Battle Creek defense for big gains.
Yeah, Markel Main was able to bring him down, but not before he was able to pick up the first down. And even Battle Creek Central traveled well, and there's a lot of people lining the fence as well, not to mention the full stands. So this is a packed house on both sides.
Oh, there's a pretty good crowd milling around by the concession stands as Pape carries on first down, and he's going to go inside the 10 down to about the 7-yard line. Tyler Pape, Landon Raskowski right now on the ground leading the Panthers down the field. And I'll tell you what, I don't think they'll go to the air unless this Battle Creek team forces them to, as they've been able to move the ball so well on the ground so far. Pape will keep again, second down inside the 5 before he's stopped. That'll be close to the first down marker. I'm not seeing a signal yet. I don't think we're going to get one. I think it's going to be 3rd and short.
Yeah, it's going to be, but they're hustling back to the line to try to hurry up here, confuse them with the personnel.
And you can see Battle Creek trying to make a lot of changes. Hand off to Raskowski. There were some defenders in the back there that couldn't get to him. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Western Panthers. Quick strike offense after the turnover on downs. And it's 12-0 Panthers. Send the kicking team out. They missed the last attempt. They'll look to make it 13-0 here with 4:15 to go first quarter. And our game brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Thanks to Phil and Barb and the whole crew for getting us out here on a beautiful Friday night in Parma, Michigan. And it's a fake. They'll go for two to the end zone. Off the receiver's hands, incomplete. When you got Pape out there holding on the kick, that fake is certainly dangerous every time. He was under pressure as he threw. The receiver had a shot at it, couldn't reel it in. So it stays 12-0 with 4:15 to go first quarter. 30-second break. We're back for more high school football on K105.3.
Don't get left out in the cold this winter. Call Airflow Heating Company today to schedule your preseason cleaning and inspection for just $49. 784-6175. Airflow Heating Company offers free in-home estimates on new furnaces, boilers, and water heaters. You can even get rebates up to $400 on a new furnace from Consumers Energy. Be ready for the cold months ahead with Airflow Heating Company. Visit airflowheating.com to schedule your inspection and free in-home estimate, or call Airflow Heating Company at 784-6175.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Boyle, Jason Smith, 4:15 left on the first quarter clock. 12-0 Western advantage here in the district championship game. Firing on all cylinders in the offense right now, the Panthers, and the defense hasn't looked bad either.
Yeah, the defense has looked very strong in this one.
No first downs yet for Battle Creek. Ball's teed up. Kick will go deep. Left side, and that's going to go. He catches it at the 15.
Looked like he
coming
had
back across. Fumble. The ball's loose. He chases it back to about the 7-yard line. I think Battle Creek's got it, but that's going to be horrible field position. Looked like they were trying to maybe do a reverse or a pitch or something up there, Jason.
Yeah.
A lot of the fans wanted him called out of bounds here where he caught the football. I didn't see him step out of bounds, but really I think a mistake to catch it because it would have gone out of bounds.
Yeah, and you would have had excellent field position at that point, and then to try to move it back to the middle of the field and then exchange it to another player, that's just dangerous, especially with all the time it took you to get to the middle of the field. You've got the headhunters coming down. The ball gets loose, and they paid the price for it.
First and 10 from the 7 now for the Bearcats. They've started each possession in a hole so far here in the first quarter. So they'll spread it out with four wide outs. One in motion now to the other side. Full head of steam as he gets out of the backfield. They'll go deep.
Got a man.
Throws there. He's open. Caught near the 40-yard line. Still on his feet. And now the tackle at the 45.
Hey, he had Raskowski beat. He tried to break up the pass, but was just too short on the coverage. And a huge gain. First down of the game for Battle Creek Central.
Yeah, Joshua Mann went into motion and then just took off out of the backfield. So he was at almost full speed when he left the line of scrimmage. They never caught up to him. And the throw was on the spot. Here at the 45, first down and a pitch out.
Oh,
he's hit for a big loss. That's about an 8-yard loss on the pitch out. Back inside the 40-yard line to about the 37.
Wyatt
Heavey. A name we expected to hear today. Heavey makes a big play.
Yeah, he sniffed out that option pitch probably before Battle Creek Central knew it was coming, because he was standing right next to the tailback, waited for him to get the ball, and just leveled him.
Second down and 18 now for Battle Creek. Their own 37-yard line. Back in the shotgun again, QB. Takes the snap, hands off on this play, and there's not going to be a good hole. They're going to stop him. He might have got a yard before progress, Jason, but not much more. It'll be third and long again. Jermaine Morris on the handoff. That is Jaquan West on the run.
Wyatt Heavey, Tyler Oxley in on the stop.
2:40 to go, first quarter, 12-0 Western, and the defense with another good chance to get off the field here on third down with 18 yards to go for a first.
And you can hear this Western crowd getting into it here.
And Morris back to pass again, looking left. Southpaw unleashes. It's caught again. Spin move, and it's past the chains. Big through the air right now, Battle Creek. Joshua Mann, a second big gain, and that's a first down.
So they had Nick Ferris on that side. He was playing zone and was where he was supposed to be, but they found a soft spot in that zone on the left side and made him pay the price. And giving up a huge opportunity here on third and long, converted into a first down.
Pretty good gun there on Morris. with a couple of nice throws to that left side. But, yeah, he definitely favors that side of the field, Jason, as a left-hander. Waiting for the call from the sideline. Two backs in the shotgun there with Morris. Two, three wideouts. Shotgun, he'll hand off. No, it was a read option. Great hands on the defender there.
Tyler,
to pull him down.
Or not Tyler Oxley, I'm sorry. That's Brevin Wojanko.
Kind of a read option there, Jason, and I think he took too long to decide. And when he pulled that football out of the running back, out of his hands and kept it, Wojanko just had a cobra grip on that jersey and brought him down.
Yeah, it looked like he had a hand on both of them just in case.
Second down, about 11 right now for Battle Creek in Western Territory for the first time tonight at the 44-yard line. Morris out of the shotgun. Takes the snap. It's a good snap. Out to throw again. He's looking downfield. This time there's coverage. Caught anyway. He's going to take that to the house. Touchdown. Jalen Howlett makes the catch, and the Western defender wants a flag for offensive pass interference, but he's not going to get it. That's a touchdown and 6 points for the Bearcats. They answer through the air, Jason. Three big throws on that drive to get into the end zone.
Yeah, and they basically just picked Nick Ferris apart over there, and it looked like Ferris had good positioning and just couldn't get the hands up in time and got burnt for the TD.
1:03 to go, first quarter. Bearcats are on the board. Extra point attempt. Bad snap. Western's got a shot at picking it up. They'll bring him down. So that is no good. 12-6. Extra points tough to come by here so far. 30-second break at K105.3. We'll be back with more.
Mike Smito, Western School Superintendent.
Really what it boils down to is we're going to take care of your child. We care about your child. When you come to Western, you're coming to our family. And we're going to take care of you. Your child is a very precious part of your family. And we're going to do our best to educate them to the best of their abilities and our abilities. And if that means they need to have online instruction, we want to provide that. We want to give your child an opportunity to succeed and be the best they can be.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Town scoreboard for AAA Jackson on Wisner Street, and Lumen Christi 7-0 after one against Michigan Center. Western, of course, our score here 12-6. Columbia Central leads 14-7 over Blissfield in the early going there. So all three Jackson area teams with leads right now. Well, I can't say all three, right? Because we got Michigan Center, the Jackson area, they trail.
Yes.
There's the first receive of a kickoff here at the 20, and Western with a nice run. He's through the line. For a moment, it looked like he might break loose. They do pull him down, but great field position again for the Panthers at the 46-yard line. And that is Bryce Williams on the return.
I thought it was Landon Raskowski, but okay.
You might have that. Bryce Williams might be the guy making the tackle. I was going with the... Yeah, Bryce Williams on the tackle. Excuse me, Jason. Looks like it was Raskowski. And once he gets the football in his hands, he's a dangerous player.
Yeah, and he's very patient. That's probably the biggest key to his success.
Four wideouts for Western. In motion is Lewis. Fakes to him. Raskowski takes it, dives into the line. And he won't break it big here, but he does get about 2 yards on the first down carry. Second down and 8 for Western. Fake to Javon Lewis. He was the receiver in motion. Burke will come off the field into the fray. Now Nick Ferris, senior wideout. Tyler Pape in the shotgun with 28 seconds to go here in our first quarter clock. Three wideouts. Lewis goes in motion. Lewis takes the handoff, looking to get to the outside, turns it upfield, and now he's into the free part. He's got some guys giving chase. He turns around, and he's pulled down about the 19, but another big gain on the ground for the Western Panthers with 15 seconds left in the first quarter clock. They'll move the chains and start this clock up. We might not get another play in our first quarter. 12-6 our score. Western in front with the ball and driving quickly down the field once again.
Yeah, that was set up by the previous handful of plays with Raskowski and those inside handoffs. That jet sweep finally pays off. And now that they've got that working, plus the inside handoffs, now you're in great position for play action plays, option runs, and you've really given them your offense a great opportunity to put more points on the board.
One quarter in the books, 12-6 Western leads. 1 minute break on K105.3. We'll be back with the second quarter.
At Summit Orthodontics, Dr. Backinger and her team make braces fun. Summit Orthodontics specializes in family-friendly scheduling. They know you need flexibility, so appointments are on time with no waiting in one room or another. Before and after school appointments are normal and encouraged, so there's no time off work or school. Getting braces for you or your children should be relaxing and stress-free. After you meet Dr. B and her team, you'll know why Summit Orthodontics is number one in Jackson for braces and your smile. Summit Orthodontics, 517-782-9331.
For over 31 years, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has assisted the Irish Hills and surrounding areas with all of its HVAC and plumbing needs, including new construction and service. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is the only Lennox dealer in Jackson County. They can service all brands of equipment, and they even have a technician on call 24/7 for emergencies. For more information, call Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, 517-529-9437, or visit their website at brooklynplumbingandheating.com.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Second quarter ready to go, 12 minutes on the clock. Our second quarter brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools. Together we thrive. And Western driving here, first and 10 from the 20-yard line, maybe even the 20-and-a-half. Pape sends receiver in motion. It's Pape. Now he hands off to Raskowski. He's hit at the line, still battling. He's going to get pulled down. He got about a yard before the Bearcats pull him back. But now they've been starting to focus on that run, Jason. Like you said, they're looking kind of ripe for a big play action play.
Yeah, now might be the time. And we saw it work a handful of times against Marshall with Burke looking deep. I mean, it's a short field here, but could work as Burke comes off the field. Nick Ferris comes on.
Well, I think Coach Mifsud has a really good feel for when it's the right time to call play action play and beat them with the pass. The run game's been working so well for them, they might just stick to that. 11-19 to go second quarter. Pape in motion. They fake the give. Tyler Pape looking to throw.
Got
him in. Oh! Put the throw in the window, Jason.
Yeah, he did.
Right in his hands. And Javon Lewis just can't quite reel it in. That was a sure touchdown and a great throw by Pape.
Oh, yeah. All he had to do was haul it in, and it was a laser beam into a very tight window for Pape. And that will be he's only thrown two passes, but that's his first incomplete of the night.
12-6 Western lead. They come to the line. Third down and about nine here. Pape out of the shotgun. Raskowski in the backfield with him. Four wide receivers, and they're looking to throw. Quick out. Caught by Burke, and he'll dodge past the defender. And it looks like he's moving the chains here. First down, Panthers. And again, how does Burke catch that quick out pass like that with that one club hand that he's got? He's got that big Hulk hand-looking glove cast thing on his left hand. And he was able to make that catch and then turn and run. First and goal for Western. And Pape keeps, dives, jumped over a couple defenders. He's going to get about three and get down to the 5-yard line. Second and goal for Western. I feel like the play calling for the Western offense has just been spot on most of the way here so far, Jason, just making all the right calls. And they've got a fantastic rhythm on offense.
Yeah, and they brought in the jumbo package here. Tyler Oxley, Brevin Wowianko, Wyatt Heavey coming in, Bowden Brown in.
Go the wing T, and they'll hand it off. And good job by the Bearcats to stand it up at about the 4-yard line. That'll be third and goal from about the 4. So, yeah, good call on the big package there, Jason. They come out, and that's not something we see them run often. And I'm trying to think if I can recall them ever running that kind of wing T look.
Yeah.
They've seen it enough. There's a couple teams in the I-8 who run nothing but that. So they're running out another personnel package, and this time they go with the wing T again. Pape goes under center. And he'll roll out to pass. He's got a matchup in the back.
Flag down.
A little high. Flag down near the line. That'd be where a hold might have taken place. So 9:42 to go here in the second quarter for East Jackson Community Schools. Incomplete on third and goal. But we'll see what the flag is. And that's going to go against Western.
Yeah, it was a hold. And that those play-action boot-type rollout passes are always tough to defend as an interior lineman. You've got to be able to shift your feet and shift the pocket with the quarterback while simultaneously making sure no one gets to your quarterback. And it's a very difficult blocking scheme to pull off.
So that'll make fourth down. They declined the penalty. Fourth down and goal from the five, and they'll send the kicking unit out.
You got to watch the fake here with Papin as the holder. Waterson back to kick.
0-for-1 on extra points. Field goal attempts, though. He's perfect so far. Three more points for Western. 15-6. 9:35 to go first half. Another 30-second break, and we got a kickoff coming your way on K105.3.
Every day is a great day to be a Viking. Believe the hype. Hello, this is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools, and I have never been more excited to begin a school year. Construction is beginning around the district with new and expanded programming from caring young fives through innovative early college options. Jackson Public Schools is committed to the success of your student. We are building a safer, stronger 21st century district. Join the excitement and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Triple A Jackson out of town scoreboard, 14-0 Lumen Christie now over Michigan Center.
Surprise, surprise, Nick Thomas goes 36 for the score. 7:58 to go in the half there. 9:35 to go in the half here. 15-6 lead for the Western Panthers.
This game brought to you by Slice of Spice. Ladies Night Thursday is half off all bar drinks for the ladies beginning at 4 p.m. Slice of Spice on Spring Arbor Road. Featuring an array of Michigan craft brews, seasonal sangrias, and Jackson's authentic wood-fired brick oven pizza.
Yeah, buddy.
Kickoff. It's a high end over end. Fielded at the 15. Head of steam and turns it up to midfield. Going all the way across. He did find some space, and now he's got a good gang. And he will get brought down about the 45, but a nice run back by Jaquan West. Battle Creek with good field position. Their best starting field position of the night so far. 9:26 to go in the first half.
Yeah, he had to go a long way to get there, but he finally got the edge on the far side, and it looked like it was a repeat of the last return. They had two guys sort of converge in the middle of the field, but West just took off, and he got the edge on the other side, picked up plenty of yards, good field position.
First and 10 from their own 45. Morris in the back. Shotgun again. Three wide. And they'll make a... No, they'll just have him shift around. I thought they were about to send the runner back off. Tyshawn Williams. And he'll take the handoff into the middle of the line. Drags a couple guys. He's going to get 3-4 yards before he's brought down right near midfield. Second down at about 6 for Battle Creek.
Wyatt Heavey and Brendan Wowianko with the stops.
Right on the 49-yard line, second down. Spread it out for Battle Creek, looking over to the sideline. They like to let the defense get set, and then they'll get a play call from the sideline. Morris out of the shotgun, the southpaw QB. Moving right to left on your radio dial. Looking to throw, goes to the air.
Picked off.
Intercepted! Returning it the other way. He's got some distance.
He's got
room. And he's going to take it to the house. 10, 5, touchdown. Oh. No signal. They got him in. He got the pylon. No, they put him out.
Yeah, they got him out of bounds.
Oh.
At the goal line, Wyatt Heavey with the big interception. Got a block. Looked like it might have been a little bit of a horse collar there to bring him down, but dragged him out of bounds right at the goal line.
Maybe not the right receiver to go to on that play, Jason. Two Western defenders right there on the coverage. Heavey was one of them. He caught the errant pass and nearly took it all the way. Got a key block, and I want to give credit on that to Burke, but I can't be certain.
I believe you are correct on that one.
Nevertheless, Tyler Pape and the Western Panther offense on the 1-yard line just got to walk it over that 1 yard. 8:36 to go.
Central held them tough there in that that last possession inside the five, so we'll see if they can hold strong again. That big, heavy set, the wing T lining up for Western.
And there it goes into the end zone. Touchdown, Panthers. 21-6, and Western continues to pour it on. The offense continues to just get. And you know what? They've been able to take advantage of a couple of great field positions given to them by this defense, playing pretty well tonight against a Battle Creek Central offense that's been able to put up a lot of points at times this season. 8.5 to go in our second quarter for East Jackson Community Schools. An extra point attempt coming. Hold is down, kick is up. And that one is through. 22-6 with 8:34 to go. We'll take a 30-second break and get back with a kickoff on K105.3.
Jacob's Ladder is a proud supporter of Jackson County High School Athletics. Jake Barrett and his crew have been building Jackson for the past 15 years, including homes, pole barns, and garages, and commercial businesses. Contact Jake Barrett today for your project at 795-9412. That's 795-9412. Jacob's Ladder says good luck to the area high school teams in the playoffs.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, Western High School, where the Panthers' offense has put up 22 in the first half with 8:34 to go. After a decent return on their last kickoff, Battle Creek Central, with three guys back to return. Joshua Mann, and you got Jalen Howlett. And I believe that is Omarion Davis.
I believe you are correct.
Thanks, Jason.
You're welcome.
And the kick, this time a squib, will be picked off at the 31. And looking to get some return distance. He'll get to the 40. 42. Tackled by a gang of Panthers there. And now we're getting a little chippiness at the end of the play. And they're still doing it. Now we'll get some flags.
Lots of flags.
So on the return was Alvin Vaughn. And Western, in control of this one, didn't need that. I imagine it'll be offsetting penalties.
I'm not sure. Garrett Stilson was very upset. And he's going to get a very stern talking to as he comes off the field. Teammates pulling him out of the fray there.
And we'll get a little conference from the officials at the 40-yard line just to make certain of who they're going to call this against. Generally, in a situation like that where guys are drawing back and forth, and they certainly were, I wouldn't say anybody was more at fault than anyone else because there's a lot. It was one of those situations where you're trying to not back down, and so are they. So it just continues to escalate. All five officials in there now. And so we'll get an unsportsmanlike against Western and unsportsmanlike against Battle Creek. It'll offset. First down, Battle Creek Central.
Good call,
42.
On
I think it's a good call by the officials because, again, if they had penalized one team over the other in that scenario, mm-hmm. it's really impossible to tell who instigated it or who kept it going. It's just glad that they broke it up and both teams' sidelines seemed to make it clear that they didn't like that.
Yeah.
And Western especially holding on to a lead. They don't want to give the Bearcats any extra help in trying to come back here. Morris out of the shotgun. Spread formation here. Back to pass. He's back at the 30. Looking to throw downfield. He gets hit as he throws. And that went up in the air. Burke coming across looking like he had a chance to catch it. The intended receiver on the play, Joshua Mann, who's had two long ones already in this half. Little overthrown. Burke had the best chance at it, and he couldn't quite jump up high enough to get it.
Yeah, we saw Burke high point a couple of footballs the last time we were out here, and he almost high pointed that one from his safety position.
Good time for the quarterback on that play. He does get kind of hit as he threw, but he had a lot of time to sit back there and let man get downfield. Second down and 10 for the Bearcats. And this time the give to the left, off tackle. And he'll get about 3 yards before he's brought down on the carry, Tyshawn Williams. Third down at about 7 here for Central.
Bodie Brown bringing him down.
8:01 to go here. First half. Our game brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. All of our playoff games this year brought to you by Phil and Barb and the whole crew. And man, looking to get off to a quick start on that play. Left before everybody else. False start against Cincinnati. I keep wanting the other Bearcats team I know. Battle Creek Bearcats.
Central.
We'll have third and about 11 now after the penalty.
The Creek, as their uniforms so affectionately referred to them.
I didn't see if it was everyone or it was just that kid out here in the stands, but the Creek.
We were kind of debating on what gives them the title of the Creek versus the other Battle Creek schools.
Or Dawson.
Yeah, Paisley's going to be mad.
There's another pass on third and long, caught near midfield. It's going to be short of the first down marker. But again, Morris showing off the gun and finds Joshua Mann, who's going to have a pretty good day in the stat book. Personnel change here, though. Looks like Battle Creek will punt on fourth and about 4.
Yeah, we'll be the punt team coming out, and John Love, the punter, 6'2", 275. That's a punter you don't want to try to run over.
At this point, Battle Creek kind of needs to punt. They can't afford to give Western any field position here. They've taken advantage of that too often. 22-6 lead for Western. The punt is away. It's a nice high punt.
Holy cow.
That's going to get all the way back to the 15. Fair caught back there by Landon French. So that's the worst starting field positions for Western so far at their own 15. And heck of a punt.
That was an amazing punt. I mean, you know, normally you see those big guys get back there, and it's usually because they probably have the strongest legs out of anybody. And, you know, all that great. Excellent punt there. Very surprised by that. We'll get Pate lining up in the shotgun.
Three wide for Pate.
No, that's
looks like he's going to keep. Actually, it's Rastowski back there at the quarterback. He gets to the left side. Going up the sideline. Big gain again. He's up to the 40-yard line. Fooled us. Fooled Battle Creek Central. And Landon Rastowski with another big carry. So that field position immediately starts looking a lot better for Western. Getting it out to the 40-yard. Wow, they put him out of the bounds way earlier than that. Let's call it the 37. But yep. Another big gain.
Wildcat situation there. Rastowski back in at the Wildcat.
So they go to him again, and he takes it to the right side this time. And he's met there, and they'll stop that.
Yeah.
And again, sometimes in that Wildcat, Jason, when you know that when it's a running back there running it, you just kind of key in on the run.
Yeah.
Yep. And that time, Battle Creek Central not fooled. Second down, about 12 now for Western.
Now, if Rastowski had the ability to throw the ball in that situation, that makes it a little bit different. Mm-hmm. You've got like a dual threat quarterback like an Xavier Edwards, or even, you know, Tyler Pape has the threat to take off and run, so you have to respect that as well. Mm-hmm. But with Rastowski taking the direct snaps, there's no threat to the pass there, at least that we've seen.
And he ran that one to the right. They've had a lot more success going to the left side. Pate back in now. This time, snap goes over his head. He'll have to chase it down and dive on it. Another loss for Western inside the 20, down to about the 16-yard line. And that's going to be third and a mile. The first down marker's at the 48. And they'll have the ball back at the 17-yard line. So you do the subtraction there, 21 yards?
21. Third and 21. They've got it at third and 30.
That's 31? Did we do really bad at math types just now?
I don't know, but...
Yeah, that sounds...
Mr. Jupp is very disappointed in both of us right now.
48 minus...
They're at the
18. 17. 31. Lewis in motion. Pape gets the snap. This time hands off to Rastowski. And he'll do his best. He's not going to get to the marker. He's going to get past the 20 to about the 22. The forward progress will be stopped, and that'll bring up fourth down. And the punt unit will come out for the Panthers with 4:55 to go in the first half, 22-6 they lead. The first time we've really seen the Western offense stall out, and it was a couple mistakes.
Yeah.
In particular, the bad snap, really, the one that digs that hole for them.
Yes, it does. Landon French back to punt.
There's the snap. Good to French. He gets the kick away. It's high, not long, but that'll bounce and go backwards, and Western will grab it. Good field position here for Battle Creek. In Western territory at the 43-yard line, they'll take over with 4:24 to go. Bearcats work themselves into a deficit here, 22-6. The offense get a short field to work with here and try to get some points on the board before this half runs out on them. Our second quarter brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools. Together we thrive. Stay tuned. Following our game broadcast, we'll get you your Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game, let you know what to expect from next week's games.
Yeah.
As we continue to follow our Jackson Area playoff teams. And as soon as we get an update, we'll get another check into the out-of-town scoreboard here for AAA Jackson on Wisner Street. Shotgun here for Morris. Three wideouts. The wing goes in motion. And there's another handoff. And there's the turf acting up, Jason. You can see never any contact. And Mann takes the handoff. And he just spun his wheels and went down.
Yeah, just nowhere for him to go, and the cleats just couldn't hold tough in that that torn up part of the field. We said between the 40s was going to be the toughest place to play.
And just, yeah, give the turf the tackle on that one. I think Oxley will get it in the stat book. Second down about 11 now for the Bearcats. Morris has it. He's running right now. Pitches out. Williams has it. He'll cut it back up. There's the defense to get him. 5 yards from the marker. And the battle continues, but mark it at about the 40, maybe the 39. And that's going to make it third down and a manageable five for Battle Creek. And that's Tyshawn Williams on the carry. 3:23 as the clock runs toward halftime. Stay tuned at the half. We'll get you a segment from the MHSAA. Our halftime brought to you by Collins Brothers Floor Covering in downtown Jackson. Still open despite the construction work going on down there. Consumers Energy. Third down play big here for the defense for Western. Morris out of the shotgun. Southpaw quarterback. Fakes the give. Play action. Now he'll escape the pocket and some pressure, and he'll go out of bounds. I'll tell you what, Jason, Morris does not look like he wants to run the football.
No, he really does not, and he's been hesitant, and it looked like he was going to take off there, pulled it back, stayed behind the line of scrimmage, and was still looking for the open man. Just didn't really have anywhere to go, and that's going to bring up fourth and medium here.
I think the offense is going to stay out here with under 3 minutes to go. So on a fourth and out, seven. He lost a yard on that. Yard maybe two. Three wideouts for Morris. Mann is the slot receiver. That's his favorite target. He's got a man downfield. Now they'll chase him out of the pocket. He does get the throw in. Mann makes the catch at the 30. Move the chains. Stays on his feet. Going to the right.
Got a block.
He's got a chance at the end zone.
Got another one.
In there. Touchdown. No flags out there anywhere,
nope.
Jason.
That was a good play.
And I thought they had Mann cover. Morris bought himself some time running out of the pocket. Mann slipped into some open space, made the catch, and then just turned on the burners toward the end zone. Good blocks downfield, too. And that'll make it 22-12. And that's a big possession for Battle Creek to get on the board here with only 2:40 to go in the half. They'll send the... Looks like the offense will go out there and try for a two-point conversion. Try to cut this lead to 8. Make it a one-score game. And he'll get it. Play action, rolling out left. And he'll just drop it off to the receiver, and he'll walk it in. So the two-point conversion is good for Battle Creek. Eric Hopkins on the catch. 22-14 with 2:40 to go first half. 30-second break on the K105.3 Playoff Football Frenzy, brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
At Summit Orthodontics, Dr. B and her team are number one in Jackson. Why would you even consider leaving our town for your family's braces? Number one means no waiting for appointments and family-friendly scheduling before and after school. Dr. B is the only orthodontist that lives and practices here in Jackson. After you meet Dr. B and her team, you'll know why your visit to Summit Orthodontics will be stress-free. Summit Orthodontics, number one in Jackson for braces and your smile. The orthodontist who cares.
To the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, and how about a look at that AAA Jackson out-of-town scoreboard?
Yeah, if you've got travel needs or insurance needs, give them a call at AAA of Jackson out on Wisner. And Michigan center Lumen Christie, Nick Thomas, having himself a game as per usual. His third touchdown of the game. Lumen Christie leads Michigan center 28-0 with 1:02 left in the half.
2:40 left in our first half, 22-14 Western lead, and they're looking to get the football back. After giving up a touchdown, it's teed up, the kickoff coming. Put the boots to it, it's a low line kick, bounces and rolls out of bounds, and they'll get the flag out. And Western will take possession on this one. Good field position with 2:40 to go. And I think, Jason, Western hasn't had to use a lot of they haven't had to go real open with the playbook. It hasn't had to be tricky. So I think they've got a lot of stuff in reserve if they need to go deeper and maybe get some trickery involved. But right now, things looking good.
Yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I mean, go with what works. Landon Raskowski has been working. Tyler Pape has been working. Haven't needed to go to the air much at all. The jet sweep has been somewhat effective, although limited in its use. And it's worked for him. So there really hasn't been much of a need to really get creative.
Panthers will come to the line. No Wildcat this time. We have identified Tyler Pape in the backfield. Raskowski's back there with him, though. Three wide outs. Lewis goes in motion. He takes the sweep. Cuts through the line, and now he's into the open field. Great block downfield. Lewis into Battle Creek territory and wrestled out of bounds at the 41. Some great blocking by the receivers. And I want to give credit to Landon French, I think, for that massive block, pancake block downfield.
Yes, it was. That was a fantastic pancake block there. And Martinique Rogers was pretty much the last man that might have had a shot at catching him.
AAA Jackson out-of-town scoreboard gets us another one update. Blissfield now leading Columbia Central 27-26. That's looking like an instant classic out there.
Oh, yeah.
2:32 to go in our half. Another give to Raskowski. This time he finds it into the second level again. 35. Balls over a guy and chases it down to the 30 before he stopped. They'll probably stand at about the 31, but it will move the chains. First and 10 for Western.
Yeah, good run up the middle by Raskowski on the right side this time. He trucked over Jalen Jackson, the linebacker, and once again that was Martinique Rogers with the stop.
Shotgun for Pape. Eric Pape goes in motion. Now we'll get a whistle. It looks like a timeout came in just before the snap by Battle Creek. With 2:09 to go, 22-14. Let's take 30 seconds and come back with the final 2:09 of our second quarter, brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools.
Are your floors ready for the cold weather and the holiday parties in your home? Schedule your carpet cleaning today at Christoph & Sons Floor Covering. In addition to making your carpet look clean, carpet cleaning is important for a healthy home. Carpet can be a trap for dirt, dead skin cells, dog and cat dander, dust mites, and many other allergens. Plus, all major carpet manufacturers recommend professional carpet cleaning as a part of your warranty. Christoph & Sons can make your carpets cleaner, look nicer, and last longer. Call today to schedule your appointment.
It's worth talking to the experts, Christoph & Sons.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Jason Smith. Smith. 2:09 to go first half at Western High School. The Panthers, 22-14 lead and driving right now. It's first and 10 from the 31-yard line in Battle Creek Bearcat territory.
Trips left. Interesting look for Western here.
And then Eric Pape goes in motion. Play action, but Pape will keep it. So that's a QB option. He goes down, gets about two.
Yeah, that's designed the 30. To just to start the clock, get it moving.
It's kind of a clock management situation. You want to score, but you don't want to leave a bunch of time out of the clock after when you do score.
Yeah.
Or if you don't score,
you don't
you
want
get
any
into
time
the locker room
either.
And you get the football back in the
exactly.
second half. Pape takes that snap, gives to Raskowski. He'll get hit at the line, stays on his feet, dragging. And he'll get down to about the 27 before he's pulled backwards a few yards. Before progress will bring up a third down and about five for the Panthers.
Markel Main with the tackle. Looked like he was trying to strip Raskowski, but he's a big, strong kid. I don't think you're going to pry that football away from him if he doesn't want you to.
Let's think about nature a little bit here, Jason. Panther versus Bearcat. Cage match.
Be a pretty
the way they happen in nature.
Battle. Yes, the way they happen, just like in nature.
I'm taking the Panther every time.
Well, 60% of the time, it wins every time.
Under a minute to go now. Clock running. We'll get a timeout from the Panthers. Let's keep it here during this timeout so we can say thank you to some of our sponsors like Mackey.
Score big with Mackey.
Michigan Automotive Compressor Incorporated.
They are hiring, by the way. Isn't that right, Steve?
Yeah, they're right up the road here on Deering. Just off of I-94. More than a job. Join a team.
Yeah.
Contact XL Staffing to accelerate your career opportunities with Mackey. Michigan Automotive Compressor Incorporated has direct hire and temporary, full and part-time production assembly, machining, forklift, die cast, and press immediate openings. Many second shift openings with shift premium available. Direct hire pay starting at $15.38 an hour for days and $15.98 for nights, all through XL Staffing. Apply at www.mishauto.com.
Cousin Tyler works there, absolutely loves it.
My brother, I think. My brother's working out there.
Yeah,
right?
There you go. It's a good time. I have quite a few friends, actually, that work out there and really enjoy it.
I work out there. No, I'm just kidding.
Careful what you wish for.
I took it too far that time. 54-2, third down play for Western. And Pape will keep it. He dives through the line. He's going to come up short of the marker, but in an area where they might make an attempt at it here on fourth down.
Yeah. They're going to burn off clock and force Battle Creek Central to eat up a timeout.
Halftime out at Lumen Christi, 27-7, the Titans lead at the half for Triple A of Jackson. Insurance and travel, they've got you locked down for both. Play action, Pape goes for the pass, and that's caught, and he'll get it out of bounds.
First down.
And it's a first down. Landon French on the catch. And French has been a nice target here so far for Pape, and they haven't gone downfield much at all, Jason. Really, the passing game has been limited for the most part to a couple of just well-timed out routes that just get enough for a first down.
Yeah.
So Western really coming out with an offensive game plan that looks different than the last couple times we've seen them, but has been effective, the same as it has been the last couple times we've seen them.
Absolutely.
22-14 lead with under 20 seconds to go. Pape looking to throw this time, and he goes out to Burke, who dives, makes the catch inbounds. 15 seconds, we'll get a timeout from the Panthers sideline. So it's in field goal range. I think you can take one more shot at the end zone here, Jason, then maybe look to hand it over to your kicking team. Try to get three more before you go in the locker room, knowing that you get the football when you come back out in the second half.
And that stop route there that Burke ran on that last play, it moves the football to the left side of the field, which I think might be Sawyer Watterson's preferred side. So that could have been a situation where they're trying to set up getting the ball in position for Watterson to hit a field goal and not necessarily set them up for a specific play for a score here. They've got plenty of time to do it.
Another score update here for AAA of Jackson. Columbia Central has retaken the lead, 33-28 near halftime.
That one's going to be a great game. I was reading something the other day that Columbia has a really, really good record, except when they play Blissfield. They're 0-3 the last 3 years.
Blissfield's a tough program. They got a big win over a good Hillsdale team in the pre-district. Rolling out, Pape goes to the end zone and through a defender's hands, incomplete. Could have been bad. Could have practically taken points off the board there for Western. Pape trying to squeeze it into a tight space there.
Yeah, Tyshawn Williams was the secondary that was back in the corner there waiting to pick that ball off and just right through his outstretched hands. So 10.3 to go here.
Third down and about five. 10.3. That last play took about 5 seconds. Looks like maybe they're going to take another shot.
Yeah, might as well. You got the down. You might as well use it.
Lewis in motion. Play action. And Pape throws in the middle. Oh, and cut! Touchdown, Western! Slant route up the middle. And Eric Pape on the reception. Touchdown. With 6.3 to go, a 28-14 Western lead. They can make it 29 with the extra point.
Nice little slant route there by Eric Pape. Just got right into the middle of the field. 6 points.
Watterson will come up to kick. Watterson makes it. So we'll take 30 seconds, come back with a kickoff with 6.3 to go. First half on K105.3.
Hi, I'm Steve Doerr, Superintendent of East Jackson Community Schools. We're leading the way with our science, technology, robotics, and arts programs. We're proud of our safe schools where all buildings have been remodeled in the last 2 years with our student safety in mind, and our family atmosphere where everyone knows your name. To learn more about East Jackson Community Schools, visit our website, eastjacksonschools.org, or call 764-2090. Come take a fresh look at East Jackson Community Schools. Great things are happening. Together we thrive.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
29-14 Western. Trying to double up. Well, doubling up Battle Creek here in the first half of our district championship game at Western High School. The Panthers offense pretty good so far here through 24 minutes. 6.3, and they'll head to the locker room with a lead. Kick is a low liner. It's going to roll back to about the 21, where Mann will return it. Picking through the return team.
He's
he
dangerous.
Breaks a tackle up the sideline. He's got a chance at it. No, they'll get him out of bounds. So he'll run all the time off the clock. Nice return. Dangerous return. But Western stands up to it. 29-14, our halftime score here. Halftime brought to you by Collins Brothers Floor Covering. They've been on with us all year long. We say thank you to them for certain. Coming up in the half, we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. We'll look at our first half stats for Denny's. These burgers are from Denny's. And we will we'll get you the MHSAA This Week in High School Sports segment with John Johnson from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. I always want to add in an extra letter. But halftime now for Collins Brothers Floor Covering, Jackson County's exclusive Abbey carpet dealer. Let's take a two-minute break. We'll come back on the half for K105.3.
Topline Apparel is a first-class screen printing and embroidery company in Spring Arbor. With over 16 years' experience in the screen printing industry, customers can expect nothing but the top of the line. Topline Apparel offers excellent customer service with a wide range of brands. Topline Apparel is able to screen print T-shirts, long-sleeve tees, sweatshirts, jerseys, moisture-wicking shirts, and more. Email for a free quote on any size order. Topline Apparel is capable of printing small or large orders to fit your needs. Email Topline Apparel at toplineapparel.mi@gmail.com.
gmail.com. Topline Apparel says, go Panthers!
Don't get left out in the cold this winter. Call Airflow Heating Company today to schedule your preseason cleaning and inspection for just $49. 784-6175. Airflow Heating Company offers free in-home estimates on new furnaces, boilers, and water heaters. You can even get rebates up to $400 on a new furnace from Consumers Energy. Be ready for the cold months ahead with Airflow Heating Company. Visit airflowheating.com to schedule your inspection and free in-home estimate. Or call Airflow Heating Company at 784-6175.
Caregiving can be enormously rewarding, but it can also be physically and emotionally demanding. That's why it's important for caregivers to seek occasional respite from the responsibilities. Whether it's for a few hours a week to run errands or a few weeks a year to take a much-needed vacation, Respite Care offers you the chance to reduce stress, restore energy, and keep your life in balance. Call Adrian at 750-2700 and learn how Spring Arbor Assisted Living can help you.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
High school football on K105.3. It's the Halftime Report. Now, back to the press box.
See Boyle, Jason Smith at the half here at Western High School out on Deering Road. And the Panthers offense only one stop that I can recall from the first half, Jason. They were just... They got set up with good field position a couple times because the defense played well. They had a nice interception returned out of the goal line, which the offense put in on the next play. The defense got forced a turnover on downs on a fourth and short in their opponent's territory, and they were able to score points on that one. They've just been taking advantage of what the defense has helped give them, and that they ran that out to a 29-14 lead here at the half. Other halftime scores, why don't we do the AAA Jackson out-of-town scoreboard. Jason, what do we have?
Yeah, at the half, Michigan Center and Lumen Christi. Lumen Christi leads that one 27-7. At last update, minute to go in the half, Columbia leads Blissfield 33-28. And then, of course, here, halftime, 29-14.
So there you go for AAA of Jackson. Our halftime report brought to you by Collins Brothers Floor Covering and Denny's, our halftime stat sponsor. What do you got for us on that, Jason?
We've got some good stuff on that one. Of course, the big INT that almost led to a pick six from Wyatt Heavey. We also had an 8-yard touchdown run by Tyler Pape. Another 1-yard touchdown run by Tyler Pape. A 2-yard touchdown run for our Landon Raskowski. 13-yard pass from Tyler Pape to Eric Pape. And then the pass TD by Jermaine Morris. He's got two of them, both of them, to Joshua Mann for Battle Creek Central, which leads us to our 29-14 score.
Yeah, Mann is a weapon. That's going to be the one adjustment, the one big adjustment that I see that Western's going to have to try to make in the second half is to try and keep a closer eye on Mann, because they move him all over the set. They move him all over the, you know, he likes to line up in the slot. You can see that. And then he's been able to just kind of work the field. He seems to have a pretty good connection with Morris at quarterback. So Morris is looking for him and even buying himself time to let Mann get open. And once he gets it into his hands, he's a speedy guy, a slippery guy, and he's made some big gains.
Yeah, he's done that on the kick return. He's done it pretty much in any way imaginable as soon as he gets the football in his hands. And he's going to be very dangerous and one that they're going to have to pay attention to. But they've also got a lot of athletes all over the field that can be dangerous. And Jermaine Morris, if he decides to tuck and run, might be able to do some damage as well.
But we've seen Jason, it doesn't look like he wants to. He's had two, maybe three opportunities where that might have been the best play to take off and run, and he's actually hesitated. And one time it even looked like he was about to, and then he stepped back behind the line of scrimmage, ended up losing a yard where he could have maybe gained a first down. Right. So we'll see if he looks to maybe make that more of a threat in the second half of this one. 29-14, our score, Western. Again, the offense has just been operating pretty efficiently, pretty effectively, and able to move the football down the field most of the night so far and get themselves out to this big lead. Halftime report for Collins Brothers Floor Covering and Denny's. Denny's really wants you to know they've got some great burgers. So good that you might say, these burgers are from Denny's?
This is absolutely true. And they are good burgers.
They are. Oh,
they're fantastic burgers.
Yeah, because then after you ask the question, we would say, yeah, these burgers are from Denny's because Denny's makes great burgers. Denny's on demand, Denny's.com.
Yes.
Order something while you're listening to the game when it's over. Drive over and pick it up.
Mm-hmm. It's on my way home, actually.
Yeah, it is. I have a shorter trip home tonight. I'm glad.
Yeah, what, you just walk around the block or something? Or?
I parked at my house, actually. Full stands here at Western on both sides. Early on, it looked like Battle Creek was going to have a sparse crowd. That filled in as it got closer to game time. And it's just a great night for high school football here in Deering Road. And Western getting a playoff run here for the first time ever. This is a playoff run for them. A win, first playoff win in school history.
Yeah.
Looking for their first district championship. And they're well on their way with 29-14 lead at the half. Let's take 2 minutes. We'll hear the This Week in High School Sports segment for the MHSAA. And then we'll come back and wrap up the half for Collins Brothers 4 covering Jackson's exclusive Abbey Carpet Dealer on K105.3.
Marino's Pizza would like to wish Western and Lumen Christie the best of luck in their respective playoff games. Hot, fresh Marino's Pizza heats up your tailgate party on those chilly fall football nights. Marino's Catering is available for your Christmas parties, weddings, or any event. Just call the Parnell Road location for details and reservations. Right now, get one large four-item pizza for $10.99 or one large one-item pizza for $6.99. Check out marinospizzas1.com for new coupons and specials. Marino's Pizza, 4 locations, Spring Arbor, Robinson Road, Parnell Road, and Horton Road.
Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center in Spring Arbor, where your functional strength begins. This fall, try the Sunrise Circuit, Kettlebell Hit Fusion, or Fitness 101. Also backed by popular demand, Kettlebell Hotspot is bringing yoga back. Check kettlebellhotspot.com for all class times. Right now, fall drop-in rates are as low as $5 per visit with the purchase of a punch card. Get your body moving and get in the best shape you've ever been in. Now is the time. Now is your time at Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center, Village Crossing Mall, Spring Arbor. Like them on Facebook and at kettlebellhotspot.com.
Is hard water making your life more difficult? If you're experiencing rust staining, corroded fixtures, ruined laundry, or unpleasant tastes and odors in your water, Tri-County Water has the solutions you've been looking for. Our American-made water systems will provide your family with clean, clear water at every tap in your home, guaranteed. With affordable lease and financing plans, you'll be able to get the system you need today. Tri-County Water has been solving Jackson's toughest water issues for over 50 years, and we would love the chance to earn your business. Get started with a free water analysis today by calling 517-787-6515 or visiting us at tricountywater.com. For your convenience, evening and weekend appointments are always available. Once we know what's in your water, we can tailor several solutions to fix it for good. Call Tri-County Water today and have clean, clear water tomorrow. 517-787-6515 or tricountywater.com.
Friday fog out, overtime rules, and fighting free agency. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. The second time around with an opponent on the gridiron isn't all that unusual in district play in the MHSAA football playoffs. Why do you think they're called districts anyway? But it was a very unusual evening in Copper Country Friday when an already soggy field, Calumet was hosting Ishpeming Westwood in a defensive knockdown dragout when in the second half, the field was enveloped by fog.
Well, we got the fog rolling in. We just pulled a lead on a beautiful diving catch in the end zone, the only score of the game, and it's right as the fog started rolling in, and from there it was a nip-and-tuck game. We had the big turnover on the 50-yard line. Hard to see what was going on. You know, I think especially when plays went to the far sidelines, you're just kind of seeing who was celebrating to see if it was a good play or not.
Calumet coach John Crows thought the kids probably handled it better, and after the 6-0 win over the Patriots, a district final awaits on Saturday. Saturday at Traverse City, St. Francis.
Oh, boy, are they good, too, as we watch film. And just outstanding, very powerful team. But we're really excited. We played them last year, so we got a taste of what they're all about and realize that it's quite a task at hand here. But our kids and community are really fired up.
If you want to watch that Friday fog out, you can view it for free now on the MHSAA.tv website. And those MHSAA TV website game balls this week go out to Zach Mogg from Mount Pleasant, who ran for 181 yards and 3 touchdowns in a 35-6 football playoff win over Petoskey last Friday. And Ryan Ringler and Sage Sabenta of Cedar Springs, who combined for over 200 yards of rushing in Cedar Springs' 46-7 win over Gaylord. You can watch both of those games on demand right now on MHSAA TV, as well as Friday's upcoming matchup between Cedar Springs and Mount Pleasant. That game starts at 7 o'clock. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature delves into the fine art of officiating with Sam Davis.
There are a few differences in high school football overtime compared to college games. During overtime in high school football, each team begins its offensive series, first and goal from the 10-yard line, as opposed to first and 10 at the 25. The only way a team can pick up a first down is on a roughing foul, roughing the passer, the holder, the center, or the kicker. A lost fumble or intercepted pass ends a team's offensive series or a try for an extra point following a touchdown. The defense cannot return the ball for a score. And unlike college football, there is never a requirement that a team go for a two-point conversion. What is common between the two levels is that each team gets one timeout per overtime, and unused timeouts don't carry over from regulation or from overtimes.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go to the website now, MHSAA.com, to register. With the fall sports season winding down, there will be a number of parents looking for athletic greener pastures at another school for their student athlete. And don't tell me otherwise, almost every transfer, especially over the coming weeks, is an athletically motivated transfer. A transfer set out the winter and spring, so what? The kid was just a volleyball or a football player anyway. We'll skirt the rules, mom and dad think. But because schools want this kind of free agency curtailed, such a transfer that would now take place could make that person ineligible in their chosen sport next fall. That's right. Transferring now for football reasons could keep you out of the game until 2020, unless you meet one of the exceptions to the rule, like picking up and moving into the new school district. And in the future, that option may be off the table as well for kids, following a coach from one school to another and some other circumstances. So folks looking to practice high school free agency need to be more careful now and perhaps even more careful in the future. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for being with us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.
Collins Brothers Floor Covering, a neighborhood tradition since 1940. From Somerset to Pleasant Lake, Grass Lake to Concord, and all the neighborhoods in between. They've been your neighbor through the generations, making kitchens and baths a little bit brighter, one tile at a time. Making the family room a little softer, one yard of carpet at a time. From Bates Street to Brown, from 340 Farms to Birdland, on the back roads and avenues. Collins Brothers Floor Covering is helping neighbors make Jackson home. Collins Brothers Floor Covering on Pearl Street in downtown Jackson.
Computer Ties and Professional Communication Services at 2903 West Michigan Avenue, next to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Serving your home and business technology under one roof. Computer Ties and Professional Communication Services can help your business stay safe inside and outside of the network. Plus, they offer phone systems, sales and support, and in-house repairs. Computer Ties and Professional Communication Services at 2903 West Michigan Avenue, next to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Serving your home and business technology under one roof.
K105.3 presents High School Football. That will conclude the halftime report. It's now time for the second half on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith. We are still a couple minutes away from the kickoff, but we'll say thank you to Collins Brothers Floor Covering, Jackson's exclusive Abbey Carpet Dealer.
Right.
And we want to say thank you to Denny's for their halftime help. AAA of Jackson for the out-of-town scoreboard. Slice of Spice.
Deliciousness.
Have you? When's the last time you were at Slice of Spice?
Oh, my goodness. Now you're going to put me on the spot. Call me out for it.
It's too long, probably.
It's been too long.
All I ever hear, and because there's a lot of conversation in my world about where the best pizza is.
Yes.
Slice of Spice gets a vote from somebody every time that topic's brought up.
Absolutely.
Reservations and call ahead seating is available anytime. Mm-hmm. And a good time to try that out, maybe Wine Wednesday with half off all wine by the bottle with meal purchase. Dine in only. You a wine drinker, Jason?
No, but Ashley is, and that makes my life so much easier.
Yep. But I'm not a wine drinker either, but they got an array of Michigan craft brews, seasonal sangrias, and Jackson's authentic wood-fired brick oven pizza.
Yeah. I will have a craft brew every now and then, though. I will go down for that.
All right. I thought that was probably more,
your
speed.
That's more my speed. I actually got some Meckley's craft brews in my fridge right at the moment.
Meckley's hosted the Trunk or Treat.
Yeah.
Which was a lot of fun. Thanks to everybody who came out to that event. Tomorrow, 11 to 1, I'm going to be out live at the Kelly Express Mart out in Napoleon.
Grand opening.
Heading out that way. Reopening. They've overhauled the store.
Yes.
Everybody who's out in Napoleon area knows that place.
Oh, yeah.
It's right there on that corner. And it's a great place to stop and get food, drink, gas, ice. That's our ice stop when we go to Faster Horses.
Yeah.
We stop there and get ice.
And they're going to have seating now.
Yeah, they have seating in there. So pizza, sandwiches, salads, all kinds of stuff, ice cream.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to get out there and experience that tomorrow, 11 to 1, live with K105.3. About ready to get going here in the second half as Western will accept the football to start the second half with a 29-14 lead. Things going well for Western, looking to win their first district championship in school history. Broadcast tonight brought to you by Mackey, Michigan Automotive Compressor Incorporated. Score a career touchdown at Mackey. Join the technical and skilled trade teams. Be a top draft pick with their benefits and pay. Outstanding coverage levels with low premiums and low out-of-pocket costs. So come off the bench and into engineering, machine maintenance, facilities, and die maintenance. Score a touchdown today at Mackey. Apply at www.mishauto.com. Jason, predictions for the second half?
I think you'll see a lot heavier dose for Battle Creek Central of Joshua Mann, whether they get him involved in the offense through the aerial attack or if they can find ways to get him the football through jet sweeps, different types of creativity. But I think they're most effective when the ball finds its way into Joshua Mann's hands. So look for that and look for more of the same on them picking on that left side and Nick Ferris of the secondary trying to get the ball into Mann's hands.
Well, I was going to say, that's the main adjustment that I think Western had to figure out is how to stop Joshua Mann from hurting downfield. The running game hasn't hurt them much, and the passing game hasn't hurt them, with the exception of Joshua Mann finding some open spots and being able to attack once he gets the football. So that's the major adjustment I think Western's looking at in the halftime locker room. It'll be a moment before we decide or see if their adjustments have helped them out, because they'll start out with the football on offense, where they've been extremely effective here in the first half.
Yeah, their best bet is to get somebody on a man and then on man-to-man coverage with them, and then bring a zone coverage safety over the top just to kind of help contain.
12 minutes on the clock, third quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They open drains, others can't. And Javon Lewis deep to return for Western. And that kick is not quite going to make it to him. Pape will get it in the middle of the field. And he's being patient and walks his way up to about the 40-yard line. Just picked his way up there. And I'm going to double check. And no, not Pape. So I had it wrong. That's
Brown.
Bodie Brown on the return. Nice job to get out there to the 40-yard line. Great field position for Western to start here in the third quarter. the offense. We saw a couple of wrinkles in the offense. They went with the Wildcat there for a little while where Landon Raskowski was the quarterback. He's out there as a runner this time with Tyler Pape in the shotgun. Three wide outs. One wing there. Jet sweep to Javon Lewis. He spins as he gets to the 41. Good job in the tackle to hold him. They'll stop him about the 42, but he will get a couple yards on the first down carry. Second down and 8 for Western.
Yeah, that was Eric Hopkins with the stop, making the initial contact from the linebacker spot.
11:27 to go here, third quarter. You get Landon French here to the right, sending out wide left Nick Ferris. Pape goes in motion. He fakes the take. Raskowski gets the handoff. Runs
still
right
on his
to a
feet.
Defender. Was on top of the defender.
Nobody whistled him dead, I think.
And if they did, that was a mistake. His knees never went down. So they did stop the play.
Wow.
But I'll tell you, Jason, I didn't see a knee or an arm go down. I think that's a missed call by the officials.
Yeah.
The third down and 7.
Yeah, he trucked over a guy and was on top of him, but never was down by contact at all. Got up and took off, and everybody just kind of standing around. I didn't really hear a whistle either, I don't think.
Well, I mean, I just kind of saw that happen at some college football on Saturday where the guy went down, but he was on top of the defender, got back up, and just kept running, and it was exactly what you're supposed to do. Nice job by Raskowski, but we'll get a third and long. Pape will keep it on the first or the third down. Had some space, lost his footing. He's going to be short of the marker, but only by about a yard. So we might see the Panther offense stay out on the field here.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to keep him out there.
Nate Burke, realizing he was still going to be in the game, started to run toward the sideline, then turned on the burners to get back out in the field. Pape will keep. He's got the first down and then some into Bearcat territory. 45-yard line before he stopped, first and 10 for Western. Big fourth down conversion, Tyler Pape on the QB keep.
Yeah, the Bearcats brought the man blitz on the from the strong side of the linebacker core. And it came back to bite him. Good push by the offensive line for Western. And their interior lines, both offensive and defense, are really a strong suit for this team, and they do a great job of getting pressure and keeping pressure away.
9:42 left on our third quarter clock here for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. In motion is French. He takes a hand up. Now he's back to pass. Wide receiver pass. He's got one-on-one coverage out there. Jump ball. A little underthrown. Fantastic coverage on the defense there. The intended receiver was Mason Gillespie, and the defender on the play, I'm going to say Keandre Glass.
Yeah, that was Keandre Glass on the coverage with him step for step all the way down when the ball was underthrown. Glass was the first one to react and come back to it, and good job there to break it up. He had to kind of turn into a defensive player, did Mason Gillespie, but good job to break that up.
Yeah, interesting play too, by the way.
They
another wrinkle with that jet sweep where they send that wing into motion and he comes across in front of the quarterback. Now they see another option for the guy. So he might run it, he might just be a fake, and he might throw it. And this handoff to Raskowski, they had him hemmed up after about 3 yards. He battles through that and gets another couple yards before he's brought down, third down, and about 5 for Western after that run by Raskowski. And he makes you pay. It's got to hurt to tackle that kid.
Yeah, he's going to make you earn it, that's for sure. And I don't know how they saw that one, but didn't see the play previous. Raskowski carried the ball because he had to step back, and he was also ducking, and it almost looked like his knee went down, but he stayed upright.
39-yard line, Pape will keep. Third and about 5, and he's going to be close to the marker. Might be a little shy, Jason, but
yep.
That's going to bring up another fourth and short for the Panthers.
It'll depend on the spot. It looks like it's going to be right at the tip of the football, right on the 35-yard line. So they're going to be fourth and about a yard and a half.
Tyler Pape has shown that he's kind of feels like he can get that yard at will here.
Mm-hmm.
And the Western offensive line deserves a ton of credit tonight for getting that push so that all of their run plays have seemed to go for at worst, a 1 to 2 yard gain. This time, it's kind of a another Wildcat. Raskowski gets through there, and he's easily got the first down, and he's inside the 30 before he's brought down. First and 10 again as Western with a long, sustained drive now 4 minutes into this second half. And it's been all Panthers. 29-14, they lead, and they'll look to keep moving the football down the field here as they get a fresh set of downs.
Very methodical on their way down the field here, and we'll get a another Wildcat formation with Raskowski taking the snap.
He's looking to run left, and the linebacker bolts in, and they'll stop that play. And now a little extracurricular at the end of the play. Raskowski slammed down at the 40, and now he's slow to get up. And the flag comes out.
It was Tyshawn Williams that got in there from the linebacker spot, brought him down, or stopped his forward progress at least. And we'll see a personal foul. That'll give him 15 and the first down.
Yeah, Jason, again, that's a situation where you just kind of hurt yourself. They had a great play defensively. They stuffed a run. They were going to have Western working out of a – they would have lost probably 3 yards on that play. It had been second and 13. Instead, first and 10 inside the 20 now, and a chance to extend this drive that's now gone on for 4 minutes and 13 seconds.
Yeah, it's been a very methodical drive for Western, and that was the last thing Battle Creek Central needed is Western didn't need any help moving the football down the field, and they just gave it to them. And that's been kind of the motive for Battle Creek Central is get a little momentum and shoot yourself in the foot.
About 17-yard line here for the first down play. And now we'll get some motion on the Western offensive line. 5 yards. So Western now trying to help out the Bearcats. Maybe they felt bad about getting a boost. 7.5 left here in the third quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. 29-14 Western lead. They are deep in Bearcat territory. Now just outside of the red zone at the 21. First down at 15. Pape sends Williams, in motion. Now looking down the middle of the field for Eric Pape. Double coverage there. Pape had a shot at it. Looks like a little underthrown. And incomplete. Second down and 15 now for Western. Javon Lewis was the one on the play action fake went to. Pape right up the middle of the field, and Tyler looking for Eric. They connected on one touchdown in the first half, looking to try again. 7:08 still to go here in your third quarter. Western now with a second down and long play. There's a movement for Lewis. This time he takes the jet sweep, looking to turn it upfield, and they'll string it out, pull him down, and he's going to lose maybe a yard. Close to that line of scrimmage, but maybe a loss of one, third down and about 16. Oh, that's a terrible spot. Third down and about 18.
MHSAA.com. Still a long, long drive. Nearly half of the third quarter now eaten up by the Panthers. Got 6:35 to play.
Yeah, you got a two-score lead here. If you can shorten the game, if you're Western, you do it. And in this case, they really have done so. And they're still right there on the verge of a field goal position as Pape rolls out left looking to pass. And again, the linebackers, we're seeing some great speed out from Tyshawn Williams when he sees that he's got a chance to get that sack. He streaks in there, and he gets the hit on Pape, who goes down, and that's going to make it fourth and about, 28?
Yeah, I would say about 28.
At the 29-yard line, that'd be, a 45-yard field goal, so it looks like we'll see the punt unit maybe, or they'll just leave the offense out and try to
Hard count
down a little further.
Tylan Hall also in on that. He was the one kind of that contained Pape that allowed for Williams to get through there. And they'll go trips to the right.
And now we'll get a flag for a timeout. We see a timeout before the delay game could be called for Western. Let's go ahead and take a 30-second break with 5:33 to go. Third quarter, 29-14 Western with the football and a fourth down coming up.
Top Line Apparel is a first-class screen printing and embroidery company in Spring Arbor. With over 16 years' experience in the screen printing industry, customers can expect nothing but the top of the line. Top Line Apparel offers excellent customer service with a wide range of brands. Top Line Apparel is able to screen print T-shirts, logos,
long sleeve tees, sweatshirts, jerseys, moisture wicking shirts, and more. Email for a free quote on any size order. Topline Apparel is capable of printing small or large orders to fit your needs. Email Topline Apparel at toplineapparel.mi@gmail.com. Topline Apparel says, "Go Panthers!"
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
5:33 to go here, third quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Looking for, we have to get an out-of-town scoreboard update if we can here. Lumen Christi comfortably in front of Michigan Center at our last check, and Columbia Central in a shootout with Blissfield at halftime over there in Brooklyn. Fourth down and long here for the Panthers. The offense does stay out. Pape in the shotgun. Trip receivers right. And now Eric Pape comes across. He takes the give on the jet sweep. And he's not going to have any room to run. Pulled down at the 30. And right now, this is the first time to me, Jason, that it feels like Battle Creek Central's got momentum in this game.
Yeah, Felix Shorter with the stop there to turn it over on downs. And we were kind of talking during the break. It felt like that timeout was taken. They were just trying to chew up clock, and then they might punt, but then they have to put the ball into man's hands on the punt return, possibly. They might pooch it. They might try to coffin corner it, do something to keep it out of his hands. But that risk is there nonetheless. Instead, they go with Eric Pape on the run, and it doesn't amount to anything. It'll be first and 10, taken over on downs, Battle Creek Central.
Morris in the backfield with... That is West, and we haven't seen him as much. He started the game, but he's back out there in the backfield. He'll take the handoff on first down. Found a little bit of a hole there, but that closed quickly. Good job by Western. In on the tackle for the Panthers was Wyatt Heavey. He's had some big plays for him today.
Yeah, that was probably the most patient run we've seen all day out of Battle Creek Central and Omarion Davis.
Central back out looking to the sideline. And you've got, looks like you got Mann split out wide left. He's the guy we're kind of keeping an eye on. He's been the big play threat. And he's going to block as they hand off. Tyshawn Williams, looked like they had him stuffed. He cut it to the outside, stepped out of bounds, but it looks like he'll move the chains. First down, Battle Creek Central Bearcats. And again, Jason, really a feeling right now of momentum for the Bearcats. They trail by two scores, though. Still got a long way to go to get back into this one with 4:41 to go third quarter. First down and 10 at the 44-yard line.
Yeah, and it almost feels like Tyshawn Williams is dragging the Bearcats along into getting the momentum on their side. He's done a lot by himself, really. Big
yeah.
Sack, a nice big run.
Yeah, he's done a nice job on the defense as a linebacker. Now here he is on the offense looking to tilt the rock a little bit, and they'll give to him again. He cuts up field, finds a gap at the 50, gets to the 51 into Western territory before he's brought down, and that'll bring up second down at about 3. And this is the first time we've really seen Battle Creek be able to run the football with any effectiveness.
Yeah, and it's a shame it's coming so late into the third quarter. Western ate up over half the quarter with their possession and making it very, very difficult for Battle Creek Central to get back into this game.
They would have loved to put points up at the end of that drive. However, they'll take the shorter game as a result. As Mann goes in motion, these are the kind of plays where you see him take off, and he's looking downfield. This time Morris goes to a different wideout who's open.
Picked off.
Intercepted. Off the receiver's hands, caught in the return. He's not going to get far, but he will get the football back for the Panthers.
Flag down.
They get to the 22. Flag down back where it might have been a holding call.
Now, it'll be an illegal block in the back on Western on the return. The interception should stand here, but it looked like one of the defensive linemen went to come up field and maybe had some incidental contact and brought down another lineman for the Bearcats.
And it looked like I had Jalen Howard as the intended receiver on the play.
Mm-hmm.
The interception was made by Nick Ferris, and the penalty goes against Western. It looks like it'll be after the interception. First down, Panthers. So they'll start with a little more field in front of them on the possession, but a big interception and turnover as it felt like Battle Creek was driving. Western with that play seizes back the momentum. And with under 4 minutes to go in the third, they'll take the football back.
Yeah, and this one's going to go way back. It was a targeting call. So it wasn't the block in the back that I had thought. It'll be a 15-yard targeting penalty, and that's going to pin him back at the 16, it looks like.
11, Jason.
The 11. There we go. And that is that's unfortunate. I mean, he was a defenseless player, I guess you could say. He was kind of blindsided by the hit.
I don't think it was anything dirty, just trying to make a play.
And yep.
Sometimes those happen. Tape will keep, or that's another Wildcat there with Raskowski. But, you know, we saw it at the end of that last possession, Jason, right here. The Battle Creek Central Bearcats have just started to collapse on that line when these guys are running it. And Western's offense has gone a little bit conservative here as they are trying to hold on to that lead. And you understand it, but you know you don't want to start playing not to lose. You want to keep playing to win. There's still a lot of time left in this one, though. A lot less than there was now, down to 3 minutes in the third. And there's a handoff. And this time some space around the outside for Brown, and he'll get about three on the carry. And I'll bring up third and seven for Western.
So this Wildcat formation really just kind of setting up Western to just chew as much clock as humanly possible. And now with the give to Brown, it sort of forces them to respect Raskowski giving the ball off. Brown will come off the field, be replaced.
And that was actually a better gain than it looked like from up here, Jason. You got about 5 yards.
Yeah.
So it'll be third down and five for the Panthers. Clock starts now under 3 minutes in the third. And Western, if they can get out of this quarter and it stays 29-14, well, then they've successfully killed 12 minutes and have made this a much shorter game.
Yeah.
And given Battle Creek a lot less time to close in on this gap.
They're going to have to hustle to get this playoff, though. Wasted a lot of time getting the play in from the sidelines.
And there's your signal.
Fumble.
And they do get it off, and it's a fumble. So they'll lose about 4 yards, fourth down and long, and the punt unit will have to come in for the Panthers.
Yeah, that was just a situation where they needed to get that playoff in a hurry. Nobody was really ready, and just an unfortunate set of events there on third down. That'll bring French and the punt team out, and they're going to run the risk of having to put the ball into man's hands.
And the punt, they do kind of kick away from man. It goes to the right side, rolls, and they'll pick it up right near the out-of-bounds line. And football for Battle Creek at about the 34 in Western territory. So good job by the Battle Creek defense to keep Western deep in their own end, and they'll actually end up with pretty good field position as a result. With a minute 50 to go in the third for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning here in our game. Our last update for the AAA Jackson out-of-town scoreboard was a 35-7 score. Lumen Christi now way ahead with Michigan Center. Keep our eye out for another Columbia Central score update. Winner of that one will move on and face the Titans in the next round, should they be able to hold on against Michigan Center, which would seem pretty likely at this point. Shotgun, you get a little shift in the offense. Pitch out goes to Tyshawn Williams, and he gets to the edge, turns it upfield. He's going to get the first down and probably about three more and move it inside the 25-yard line to about the 23. As Battle Creek continues to look like they've got some momentum with the run game, I don't know why they'd go away from that now, Jason.
Yeah, it's working. I mean, the only thing that's a bummer about it is it's going to eat up a ton of clock that they don't have as we're down under 2 minutes to go, 1:42.
Jermaine Morris, the quarterback, southpaw. Williams in the backfield with him. Here in first and 10. Little miscommunication on the exchange. We'll get a flag on the field, and now Morris will be forced out of bounds right near that original line of scrimmage marker, so no gain. We'll see what the flag is for. It could be a spot where it's a holding, Jason, but there's could be some kind of a hands to the face. It will be a hold against Battle Creek.
Yep. And that's, Jermaine Morris looked very hesitant to take off with the football. Mm-hmm. The bad snap forced a lack of an exchange on the handoff to Williams, and he just kind of pushed Williams ahead and told him go block, and then got to the line of scrimmage, ran out of bounds.
1:36 remains third quarter, 29-14 Western lead. First and 20 now for Battle Creek, as they're at their own, at the Western 35-yard line. Keeping an eye on Mann as he splits out right. Joshua Mann has been an effective weapon, especially on a big yardage play like this. You go keep an eye on him. And there's play action rolling out as Morris chased out of the pocket, throws it up, and it looked like French nearly got a hand on it, but the receiver still had a chance at it. Theodore Shepherd, incomplete. Second down and 20 now for Battle Creek Central.
Yeah, it's the first time we've really heard Theodore Shepherd's name be called as a target for Morris. And kind of had a little bit of space there, just had a soft spot in the zone.
You're almost comfortable when you see Mann split out to the right side because
it's a tough throw.
Morris really favors throwing to the left side here. Mann right there in the slot this time to the left. Keep an eye on him as intended receiver should they go to the air.
Yeah, watch for an out route here.
And he is back to pass. Gets some pressure. They're going to chase him. Grab him. He escapes. But now he's got to do something. Throws it away. It's up. Caught. No, incomplete.
Oh, man. Wow.
Wild series there. Looked like the defender had him by the jersey, and that might have been Heavey in the backfield. Trying to pick out a number there. 63 is who I've got on that one. Brady Yoakum, yep, on the penetration. Got the jersey but couldn't pull him down. And it looks like they still had him, and then he gets the throwaway. And Tyshawn Williams was by himself, and he had some room to run should he have made the catch, but he didn't. Incomplete.
Yeah, he was about 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage, though.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It probably is best option to just let that ball hit the ground there.
Still third down and 20 now for Battle Creek, and back to throw again is Morris. This time they set up a little screen in the middle, and Williams catches it this time, and he's going to make a threat at getting to the marker. They're going to try to pull him down, and he's
flagged
close.
Down.
Flagged down about 10 yards behind where the play ended up.
Yeah, there's nobody back there, so I'm not really sure what this call is going to be.
It'd be another opportunity to block somebody in the back, Jason, as they kind of set up that screen, or another illegal receiver downfield.
Mm-hmm. Receiver downfield, yep.
They spotted at about the 19-yard line, but they'll have to walk that one back. It would have been fourth down and about five. So they're going to take the five-yard penalty, make a third down and 10. Good play call there. It was the right call at the right time without the penalty. That's a pretty good gain. It sets you up with a chance to convert a fourth down deep in Western territory. Instead, they'll move it back. And again, it goes back. Not 5 yards from where it was, but 5 yards from the original line of scrimmage. So we get back to, or not the original line, but the penalty line of scrimmage, or wherever they were.
The original line of scrimmage. You are correct.
The original line of scrimmage from the play. So we're back third down now, and 25 at the 40-yard line, which is further back than where they actually got the football to start the drive. And they do hand off a reverse, and now a pass.
Wide open.
And Morris has got it. But again, Jason, he does not look like he wants the football in space running. And he gets pulled down. He's going to be about 3 yards shy of that 10-yard marker.
And he's kind of hobbling around. I wonder if maybe that's why he doesn't want to get out of the pocket, is because he's kind of banged up.
And, yeah, you can really see him favoring that.
Yeah.
His knee. So fourth down and about 14, maybe 15 here for Battle Creek.
Yeah, because
he'll come out and go for it.
He looks like an athletic kid and can make some plays with his feet if he needed to, but really just does not look comfortable.
Back to throw on fourth down, goes right up the middle. Knocked away. Great play by the defender on that one. That one is Nick Ferris making the knock away, and Western will get the football back. Instead of trying to make an interception down in the end zone, Jason, he just knocked it into space, and Western will get the football with a little bit better field position there. 28-yard line where the Panthers will take over. 6.4 seconds left in the third quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. And Western has managed to keep it at a 29-14 score with about 12 minutes and 6.4 seconds left. And after we saw the Western offense really just move the football down the field throughout the first half, they've struggled in that way here in the second. Shotgun for Papen. He'll run it to the right side. He's got some blockers. Now he gets to the edge, turns it upfield. He's at the 35, up to the 40 before he's pushed out just beyond the 40. So first and 10 for Western as the time runs out on the third quarter. We'll take a one-minute break. Our final segment coming up here. 12 minutes to go. 29-14 Western lead on K105.3.
Children helplessly crying on Santa's lap. A fried turkey unexpectedly going up in flames. Black Friday shopping. That's the holidays for you. What are you going to do? Well, this year you can take a break from the madness and enjoy Denny's new festive flavors. Cinnamon roll pancakes, turkey and dressing dinner, garlic, peppercorn, sirloin, and a variety of holiday pies. Yep, that's how you do the holidays. Denny's new festive flavors lineup. Limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Are your floors ready for the cold weather and the holiday parties in your home? Schedule your carpet cleaning today at Christoph & Sons Floor Covering. In addition to making your carpet look clean, carpet cleaning is important for a healthy home. Carpet can be a trap for dirt, dead skin cells, dog and cat dander, dust mites, and many other allergens. Plus, all major carpet manufacturers recommend professional carpet cleaning as a part of your warranty. Christoph & Sons can make your carpets cleaner, look nicer, and last longer. Call today to schedule your appointment.
It's worth talking to the experts, Christoph & Sons.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Fourth quarter ready to go here. K105.3, 12 minutes on the clock. Our fourth quarter brought to you by Airflow Heating and Air Conditioning, providing first-class heating and cooling services since 1952. We heard that spot from Christoph and Sons. Ted Christoph was here cooking hot dogs earlier tonight.
They're good, too.
Reminder that they've got that Dutch auction going on, so the savings goes up the longer you wait, but the selection goes down. So you got to find that perfect medium where you can get the flooring that you want at the best possible price.
We asked him if the hot dogs were eligible for the Dutch auction, and he said, yeah, if you wait till the fourth quarter. But neither one of us wanted to be in a small room with each other when we haven't eaten in three quarters.
So, update for AAA of Jackson on Wisner Street. Columbia Central now 40-28 with the lead. 2:06 to go in the third. Columbia Central looking to move on. It's Raskowski takes a big gain. On the first down, Kerry Raskowski's into Bearcat territory with about a 12-yard run. Landon Raskowski just having himself a tremendous evening here on Deering Road. Stay tuned following our final gun. And we'll bring you the Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game. Get you all the scores we can get you. Check out those scores online, K1053.com, or on our Facebook page. And listen up to Sports Saturday tomorrow morning at WKHM, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Fake handoff for Pape and a slew of Bearcats. Do they hang out in herds? They had a big stop there on Pape. He's going to lose about three on the play. Second down and about 13. Sports Saturday tomorrow, 8 a.m. till 10 with Greg O'Connor, Tom Ratchford, John Manzer, all the scores from around the region, the state, the country. Every score you want, and even some you didn't know you wanted.
That's right.
11:05 remains here. Shotgun for Pape, four wideouts. In motion is Eric Pape. The pass goes out quickly to Lewis. He catches, turns to run. He gets past the 45 to about the 43 before he's slammed out of bounds. That'll bring up third down and about five for the Panthers. Western starting to move the football again after they were stalled out basically through that the midway point of the third quarter. They just started to stall out. They ran most of that clock off with the football. starting to get some rhythm back. Lewis goes in motion, fake the give to him, throw is out and caught by Nate Burke. And that's beyond the first down marker again. Move the chains for Western, first and 10. Burke able to hold on to that one, and we're always marveling at it because he's got that big cast hand.
Yeah.
I was describing it. It looks like Hulk hands. It looks like he just has a rubber, big rubber, incredible Hulk hand on his left hand. He's
it's
able
very
to pull
true.
That in. Tough kid.
Yes.
I hope that hand's in shape for basketball season because he's one of my favorite players to watch in the area. Just a tough guy.
Indeed.
Four wideouts. And Stat Pape's going to keep it. He spun the wheels a little bit trying to take off on that. How do we describe the turf there, Jason? Worn?
Worn, yes.
So he got 2 yards on the carry, second down, about 8.
It needs a little loving.
Yeah. Following this game, somebody's going to earn their paycheck. Nursing this field back to health. Lewis in motion. Fakes the give to him, gives Raskowski instead, and he's got a hole. He's got a first down, and he's still battling down to the 20-yard line, inside the 20 to about the 19 before he's finally pulled off his feet. Raskowski running hard today, keeping the football moving. We're on at 10:06 to go in this game. Western now into the red zone. Looking to put some more points up and expand this lead. They're up 29-14 as we stand now. 8:56 p.m. K105.3 heading toward 9 o'clock. We're online around the world at K105.3.com. Remember that. Because it looks like we might have another Western football game a week from now.
Yeah.
From scenic Zeeland, Michigan. Where's Zeeland? Do you
even
know?
It's down by the Indiana border.
Oh, great. There's a give to Raskowski on first down. Scampers down to about the 17-yard line. About 4 yards on the carry, maybe 5 depending on the spot here. Second down and 6. 9:18 to go. Panthers got their first ever playoff win a week ago.
Yeah.
Here at home. Now looking for their first ever district championship. Add another trophy to the case. Western High School. Play action on the jet sweep gives to Raskowski, and this time they were ready. They kind of went to that well one time too many. It looks like stuff for no gain. It'll be third down and about 7 here for the Panther offense.
Trying to get a score update from the Zeeland East versus Zeeland West game. That'll be the winner of that game will face the winner of this game as we continue to march towards the final here. I have slid into the DMs of various colleagues to try to get an update here. Hopefully we can get one for the buzzer here.
Third down play here for Western, trying to keep the drive going. And Pape's going to keep. Nice cut. He's up the middle. He's going to get in the end zone. Touchdown, Tyler Pape, Western. What a cut. Just a quick jump cut by Pape into the hole. And once he had daylight, he went all the way to the house with it. 8:01 to go and a 35-14 Western lead. About a 19-yard run there for Tyler Pape. Great play call, and the quarterback delivered. Extra point pending, but the Panthers just put themselves in a very comfortable position. 3-score advantage at home against the Battle Creek Central Bearcats, and they do kind of a fake wildcat to Bodie Brown, and he carries it in for the 2-point score, 37-14. Now our number on the scoreboard with 8:01 to go. Western will kick off after a 30-second break on K105.3.
Stone's one-stop auto shop of Grass Lake supports high school athletics and the Grass Lake Warriors. Keep yourself and your family safe this winter and have your vehicle inspected before the snow flies at Stone's one-stop auto shop, offering rock-solid repairs specializing in diesel engines. Located at 207 West Michigan Avenue in Grass Lake. If it's knocking, dinging, dragging, or smoking, take it to Stone's one-stop auto shop for a rock-solid repair.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
8:01 on the game clock, the Panthers with another time-consuming drive, this time with points at the end, 37-14, comfortably in front. And it looks like we need to start booking travel plans to Zeeland.
AAA out-of-town scoreboard, end of three, Columbia 40, Blissfield 28.
Teed up, the kick is away, it's a low squib. Takes a bounce and rolls all the way back to the back level of return, guys. Slides through the line there a little bit, gets up to the 35 before he's tackled. On the return, Jaquan West. 7:56 to go. Panthers defense that has been intermittently really good. They got beat a couple times on some deep passes to the tune of about 14 points, but for the most part, the Western defense has really been kind of the unsung hero, Jason.
Yeah.
Because when you put up 37 points, you give a lot of credit to the offense, but the defense has set them up with some short fields and really made it happen. It also has kept Battle Creek Central off the scoreboard here for the entire second half so far.
Yeah, they've really frustrated them and not let them get too many opportunities to get into space.
Morris back to pass on first down. Looking left. Now he's got pressure, and they'll pull him down, and that's a sack for the Panthers.
That's Brady Yoakum. Senior.
He's been close all night. This is first sack, and Morris goes down. And that sets up a second down at about 19 for Battle Creek.
Brady Yoakum, probably the last one we would talk about on that defensive line with Tyler Oxley and Wojanko and Pastoriza. And, you know, it's just a stacked defensive line. Brock Myers out there. But Yoakum getting it done tonight.
Four wide now for Morris. And he looks for a quick pass out. It's caught. Good block. He's going to get a little bit of yardage here. And knocked out of bounds. Big hit. Collision on the reception on the play there. Jalen Jackson. And a nice run after catch.
Yeah.
And they'll mark it third down and about 12 for the Bearcats.
Yeah, that was a big hit there by Nate Burke, and he just drove him all the way to the turf, even though they had kind of made their way out of bounds.
7:07 left in this one for the Bearcats to try and cut into this Western Panther lead. Shotgun for Morris again. Looking left to pass. He throws it out. There's Mann by the marker. He's got a shot at the first down. He's been tough to stop. They'll pull him down. Shy of the marker. I don't think he got the first, but it will be fourth and about
three inches.
They do move the chains.
Yep. That's a little bit of a generous spot. Yeah.
But, I mean, it was close.
It was close.
It's generous by about 3 inches, maybe.
Yeah.
And even where he put it now, that wouldn't have been a.
No.
That's not a first down.
It's close, but not quite.
Not from where the sticks were.
Yeah.
So 6:52 to go, first and 10. And I don't know how Mann found himself that alone.
Yeah, that was weird.
Somebody's got to be watching for that guy. They pitch out now. Williams spins the wheels again. Field conditions, a problem, but it doesn't stop him. He gets 10, maybe 13 when it's all said and done before he stopped. Tyshawn Williams has started to run hard in the second half and makes you wonder what kept him from getting loose in the first half.
Yeah, and like we said, he was kind of the guy that was dragging the Bearcats into the momentum side of things, and he's continuing to work hard despite the deficit.
First and 10, they're driving. Looking to throw again. Morris up the middle. The man, he's got space. Dips a defender.
Oh,
no!
Wow.
Nifty move.
What a juke.
The juke is alive and well in Joshua Mann.
Wow.
Don't want to try to tackle that young man in space. Touchdown. Battle Creek Central, 6:18 to go. It's 37-20.
Everybody up here in the press box just kind of had their breath taken away with that juke move. That was impressive, especially on this turf.
To cut like that sharply on this ragged turf has not been easy for everybody. We've seen multiple guys spin their wheels and look, and we've even seen some guys go down. As a result, man, able to keep his balance and get into the end zone. Scoring drought ends for the Bearcats. The snap is back. The kick is up. And it looks like it got through from here. Officials agree. 37-21. Our score with 6:18 to go. We're back with the kickoff after a 30-second break on K105.3.
A commercial contractor that takes pride in working together with a client, subcontractors, and suppliers. Jones Construction Solutions, specializing in commercial construction and renovations. Whether it's building a new restaurant, renovating an existing office building, or adding on to a growing car dealership, Jones Construction Solutions. Toby Jones has incredible relationships with area subcontractors and suppliers, ensuring your project gets the attention to detail you need. Log on to JonesConstructionSolutions.com for more information now. A proud supporter of Western Athletics.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Boyle, Jason Smith with 6:18 to go. Panthers will get the football back. Not as comfortable now as they were a few minutes ago. And we've got to keep an eye out. This is a onside kick watch in effect because Battle Creek Central is going to need to get that football back at least two more times. And the way Western's been able to eat up clock here in the second half, 6:18 is not much time. Football's teed up. Here comes the kick, and he will roll it. And that's caught, and he goes straight down.
Good.
Wise play.
Heads up play.
And that play made by Garrett Stilson, junior lineman. First and 10 for Western. Good starting field position. The 48. Yeah, spotted him. Let's call it the 47, 6:18. 37-21 Panther lead. Fourth quarter rolls on for Airflow Heating and Cooling. And they have been doing that job and doing it well.
Yes.
Since 1952, providing first-class heating and cooling services. I think it might be about the heating tonight.
Yep.
Low overnight at about 33. So if your furnace isn't working, airflow heating and cooling will get you going.
Hey, AAA of Jackson out-of-town scoreboard. If you have travel or insurance needs, give AAA of Jackson a call. Zealand East leads Zealand West 34-16 after three.
There's a handoff to Raskowski on first down. Conservative play calling here for Western. They want to get the clock running and keep it running. He'll get stopped at about the 45, so he'll lose about three on the play. Let's call it 2 second down and about 12. So Zealand East, I guess Zealand anywhere, east or west.
Yeah, we're going to be there either way.
We'll be in Zealand proper at some point. About a week from now, it looks like, if Western's able to hold on with a 16-point lead. It's two scores and two conversions for Battle Creek, so you're still kind of comfortable, but you want to eat up the clock. Papel keep, and gets a big gain, and actually gets about two after that contact, and he's going to get it, make it a third down in about 3 yards.
Third and manageable now with 5:10 left to play.
And say perhaps more important for Western, the clock is running.
Yeah.
And they'll continue to shorten this game as best they can. And I expect to see another run play here on third down.
Yeah, even if you don't get the first down, you still got the clock moving.
And another
and
play.
And another down.
Mm-hmm. Pape keeps up the right side. He cuts it back up. Flipped over. Did he go airborne at the end of that play?
Yeah.
Airborne for the first down, maybe.
Well,
I don't like that spot
at
all.
I don't like the spot either. Wow.
And neither do the Western faithful over here. Western Nation, unhappy about the spot.
Yeah, but the
four and a half left in this one.
The clock will stay moving. Jumbo package comes out. Wyatt Heavey along with number 70, Toby Tyler, the junior. And rumbling, stumbling onto the field, Brevin Wobianko.
24-15. Big set here for Western. And Pape will keep, and it looks like he's got it from here.
Yes, he does.
And we'll just need the signal, but it looks there it is. Yeah. First down. Western keeps the clock moving, keeps the chains moving. Fresh set of downs, first and 10 for the Panthers.
And this clock's going to start winding down as soon as they get the chains moved and the ball set. And
we're getting met.
Are they seriously going to measure it?
That's ludicrous.
What are they doing? I don't like that spot either. That's a little short.
Oh. It still looks like they've got it by a couple of really bad calls in a row. And you want to win the right way. And there you go, yeah. First down. Clock stopped at 4:06 for the measurement, but we'll get it running here before Western will have to run any plays. They'll huddle up around the 50-yard line. I haven't seen a single person leave the stadium right now. It's a full house.
Oh, yeah.
The
both
student
sides.
Section on their feet. The band has come over the drum section to team up with the cheerleaders to get this energy up, and Western, you can feel it. Ready to win the first district championship school history. Under 4 minutes now. And they'll go with the big set. Wing T. Pape under center.
Oh,
and they got him offside.
Yes, they did.
Was there movement from Western, though, is going to be the question.
I didn't see any.
It looked like offside. That's my guess.
Yeah, it did to me, too.
It was so bang-bang there because, of course, the offensive line, once that guy jumps, tends to move in reaction.
Oh,
and they'll give it a
wow.
False start.
Okay. MHSAA.com.
Yeah. Okay. Again, Jason, I said I thought it was
a 50-50 call.
I thought it could have gone either way, and in this case, they go with the false start.
Yep. He had just a little bit of a twitch there, and that's just enough to call the false start.
Yeah. Just a little. You've seen. I know you've seen that slow-mo replay on pro football. If you rock backwards, that might be enough to draw a guy off and cause a false start. The handoff, and Raskowski doesn't care. He's going to get a big gain inside the 40. And they keep pushing forward to the 37 before Raskowski's brought down. And another big, tough run by Landon Raskowski.
And it looks like they're going to stop the clock. Oh, timeout, Battle Creek. There we go.
Force the Bearcats to use the timeout. 3:25 left in this tilt. Fourth quarter brought to you by Airflow Heating and Cooling. We'll take a 30-second break and come back to wrap this one up on K105.3.
Don't get left out in the cold this winter. Call Airflow Heating Company today to schedule your preseason cleaning and inspection for just $49. 784-6175. Airflow Heating Company offers free in-home estimates on new furnaces, boilers, and water heaters. You can even get rebates up to $400 on a new furnace from Consumers Energy. Be ready for the cold months ahead with Airflow Heating Company. Visit airflowheating.com to schedule your inspection and free in-home estimate, or call Airflow Heating Company at 784-6175.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
As Western looks to knock out the last 3:25 of this one so they can head to Zeeland, which we got an update on where that is.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that SAU is really, really glad I didn't go there because I don't know my geography, apparently. They were quick to inform me that Zeeland is near Holland and not near the Indiana State border.
Handoff goes to
there goes
Brown.
Brown
running up the left side, skips a defender, and he dives for the end zone. That's a touchdown in my book, and the officials agree. The Western Panthers are about to win this district championship. 3:16 to go. They lead 43-21 on a big carry by Bodie Brown on that big set. Takes it to the house. Every bit of 33 yards on the carry. Western offense. The tough running game. .43-21, extra point coming. The hold is down. The kick is up. Looks good from here. And I was right. The officials agree. Another touchdown for Western. 30 seconds. We're back with a kickoff as Western tries to kill the last 3:16 and move on in the MHSAA playoffs on K105.3, brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
Collins Brothers Floor Covering, a neighborhood tradition since 1940. From Somerset to Pleasant Lake, Grass Lake to Concord, and all the neighborhoods in between. They've been your neighbor through the generations, making kitchens and baths a little bit brighter, one tile at a time. Making the family room a little softer, one yard of carpet at a time. From Bates Street to Brown, from 340 Farms to Birdland, on the back roads and avenues. Collins Brothers Floor Covering is helping neighbors make Jackson home. Collins Brothers Floor Covering on Pearl Street in downtown Jackson.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, our final 3:16 of this tilt. And it looks like Western is going to move on in the MHSAA High School Football Playoffs Division 3. Yeah. Right?
Yes. AAA out-of-town score update. Lumen Christi 41, Michigan Center 14. That is a final.
So the Lumen Christi Titans remain unbeaten on the season and still alive in the playoffs. Fielded at the 22 by Mann. And he's looking to move to the left. Joshua Mann now coming to cut back to the right. The Panthers got him. Sealed up and brought down at the 35. 3:03. They got the clock still running.
Man, how good is his juke move? And somebody needs to stop that clock and reset it.
And they're going to need about 15 seconds.
Yeah, and it's still going. Yeah.
So 44-21 scored. 2:44 showing on the clock. And it looks like, I mean, they ran about 12 seconds off of it. Football set on the 35. The officials, I think, recognizing and are looking to come over and reset the clock. It looks like they're going to put it back to 3 minutes. If we looked at the official, making a signal up to the booth up here right next to us. On our left, we've got the Western coaches, to our right, the announcer. They're going to wait to see that change gets made. So Lumen Christi defeats Michigan Center, second straight year. The Cardinals see their season end at the hands of the Titans. Meanwhile, Lumen Christi looking to see the winner of that Columbia Central Blissfield game, which looked like it was going to be Columbia Central.
Yeah.
And I think you'll end up hearing that game on WKHM 970 AM 101.5 FM next Friday. And if this score holds, looks like we're headed to Zeeland East.
Yeah.
Which would be that'd be the closer of the two Zeelands if it's up by Holland, right?
Yes.
Incomplete pass on first down for Battle Creek Central.
Get your clogs ready. We're going to Holland.
I'm not bringing mine. I'm going to get some new ones while we're there.
Oh, yeah, there you go. There's a couple nice restaurants up there that I could...
I think Holland, Michigan is where Ted Kristoff got the idea for the Dutch auction.
Yeah, could be.
Kristoff and Sons Floor Covering.
Could be.
Thanks to Mackey for being on board for this one. Back to pass again. Morris, this time, drops it off short. It's caught. He's got some room to run. He gets the first down, and then he loses his footing a little bit. It's a combination of a slick field and a tackle, and he goes to the turf. On the catch there was Keandre Glass. First and 10, Battle Creek Central at the 47. So a couple more radio games for you next week. Playoffs continue, brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. All of our playoff coverage.
Yeah.
All season long. And now,
no call.
You had Glass in the flat, defender on him. He wants the incomplete. I guess you could say it was uncatchable.
Yeah.
And I don't think that he really interfered.
No. He and Bodie Brown were just kind of tied up, yeah.
.231 left, 44-21. Fun game tonight out here at Western High School. Great to see the Panthers having success. Quick out pass to Glass again. And he's trying to get to that marker, and he's stopped out of bounds, short of it. Still 2:24 to go. So they look to move the ball down the field through the air.
But he does stop the clock. And a third and manageable here for Central. And then you can tell now Jermaine Morris is still hobbling around.
He sets to take the snap, and he'll hand it off this
big
time.
Big run.
There's a big run. Still on his feet, breaking tackles. And it looked like maybe he was going to get into some space, Jason, but Western's prevent back there had four or five DBs waiting for him to get back to him. That was on the carry, Jaquan West. So they get into Western territory, about the 25, 2:12. Back to pass again, Morris. Now he gets some pressure. Tries to get away, spun down, and they'll get him down close to that original line of scrimmage. And a little extra at the end of the play, and that'll draw a flag. And that is Tyler Oxley thrown into the backfield.
Yeah. And it's not easy to throw him back.
No,
Oxley's
a big kid. I saw him while we were out trick-or-treating Wednesday night. Saw him out there.
Oh, cool.
2:02 left in this one, 44-21. We got a timeout on the field. And it's a penalty, as expected, against Battle Creek Central.
Second down and 25.
I don't know. I think the post-game party tonight, Jason, might be at Laughlin Slice of Spice.
Yeah, could be. I mean, it's a good place for it.
And let's see, what's tonight? Friday?
It is Friday.
So none of those specials apply. Well, I guess you can get reservations and call ahead seating anytime.
Yes, you could.
They've got an array of Michigan craft brews, seasonal sangrias, Jackson's authentic wood-fired brick oven pizza. Maybe wait till Sunday if you're one of the senior citizens in our listening audience. 15% off your entire meal, open to close, dine-in only. Mm-hmm. Or maybe save your next Wednesday for Slice of Spice. Half off all wine by the bottle with meal purchase, dine-in only. Wine Wednesday. Slice of Spice out in Spring Arbor.
Village Crossing Mall.
Titans win 42-14. Western will go to Zeeland East. They get a 42-16 win. Joshua Mann's got the football as he's trying to find some space. So with under 2 minutes now, they move the football a little bit. Nothing huge here. And Battle Creek just kind of fighting for a little bit of momentum, a little something to end the season with a nice, on a positive note.
Absolutely.
Again, 42-16, Zeeland East over Zeeland West right now, 2:11 to go fourth quarter. Start booking those travel plans. We're going to need to call AAA Jackson.
Yes, we do.
See what kind of rates they've got an overnight hotel stay. There's a fake give. Morris rolling out, gets to Mann. He always finds Joshua Mann. In space. That guy's so great at getting himself open. He had to go down to the turf to catch that one, so he couldn't get much of a run afterwards. But fourth down now in about five with a minute 33 to go on a running clock.
Go down to the turf is an understatement. He was on his wallet when he caught that, and I have no idea how he reeled it in. Great catch.
Core strength, Jason. It's all about the core.
Yeah. No, I got to go back to the Y.
And read option for Morris. Now he's looking to throw. Pressure in his face. He's hit. And they clobbered the receiver when the ball hit his hands. Incomplete. And that's going to do it. Football back to Western with a minute 10 to go. There's a flag over on the field, though. Let's see what happens with that. Maybe another ineligible receiver downfield.
Could be.
Or a holding. Personal foul. Chop block against Battle Creek Central. That'll be declined. And Western will get the football back with a minute 10 to kill. To move on to a game against Zeeland East, the Western Panthers district champions. A fun night, an exciting night, and a great crowd out here at Western High School tonight. Nobody's left. Usually you get a game that's this one, this much in the books. We start parading to the gates, but everybody here wants to enjoy this win with this Panthers team that's having maybe the best season of any team here in school history, or at least since back in, I think, the 70s we saw.
Yep. Yeah, the early 70s, right when the program first started. And actually, there was a Parma Panthers, Parma High School, prior to that in the 50s that was pretty strong. There's a give to, is that Landon Raskowski or is that Bodie Brown?
Bodie Brown, whoever it is, they've got a first down. That's Brown on the carry.
Yep.
Just so you know, Jason, Scott Claw wants to know if you know where the Y is.
I am familiar with this location. It's right next to a restaurant I enjoy. Thank you very much. It's by the Chinese place I like.
51 seconds taken away, and now we got victory formation for the Panthers. Let's take a knee or two and wrap this one up, and the Panthers will win 44-21. And there you go. Standing ovation for this Panther team.
And it looks like Coach is going to get wet here.
Gatorade bath for Coach Mifsud. Is he still over there coaching?
He is.
A game that's well in hand. He's on the sideline out there coaching still.
They're going to get him.
He's none the wiser.
He is none the wiser. He's focused.
There's the Gatorade shower for Coach
Mifsud. There he goes. They got him.
3-2-1, your final buzzer, and the Western Panthers are district champions tonight on Deering Road. First time in school history. Couldn't be happier for this team right now. Final gun. We'll take a quick break here coming up. Get you our Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game. Set you up for our broadcast from Zealand, wherever it may be. The Panthers will head out west to play Zealand East. We go west to play Zealand East. 2-minute break on the postgame here on K105.3, the Playoff Football Frenzy, brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
Hi, this is Rick Reardon, owner of ERA Reardon Realty. We are proud to be the largest and number one locally owned and operated real estate company in Jackson County. My parents, Gail and Marion Reardon, started the company back in 1987, over 31 years ago, and it's been family owned ever since. As a Western High School graduate, I am very proud to serve the Jackson community and be a part of the great things happening not only downtown, but throughout our entire county. Our 60 local agents are your family, friends, and neighbors. So when you choose to work with one of our amazing agents, your dollars stay here in the Jackson community to help support the local economy. We would love the chance to earn your business and help your real estate dreams come true. Stop in and see us at one of our three Jackson County locations on Northwest Avenue, next to Dunkin' Donuts, in Brooklyn on Main Street and the Fountain Plaza, or our Summit Township location on Horton Road, connected to the Bigby Coffee. And as always, go to erareardon.com.
It's fair with a Mexico City flair. The all-new Chilango's Cantina Grill. Authentic Mexican food and drink cocktails that complement every meal. Chilango's Cantina Grill. Voted best tacos in Jackson. And voted number 4 in the state. With gourmet burritos, oyster tacos, 100 types of tequila and mezcal, fresh custom margaritas, and 7 draft Mexican beers. All Chilango style. Their chiller machine keeps your drink at the correct temperature without ice. Chilango's Mexican Grill is now Chilango's Cantina Grill. At 501 Longfellow Avenue.
Jacob's Ladder is a proud supporter of Jackson County High School Athletics. Jake Barrett and his crew have been building Jackson for the past 15 years, including homes, pole barns and garages, and commercial businesses. Contact Jake Barrett today for your project at 795-9412. That's 795-9412. Jacob's Ladder says good luck to the area high school teams in the playoffs.
The
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of Football Frenzy on K105.3. Minuteman Sewer and Drain is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson and Lansing areas. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, wishing both teams the best of luck in tonight's game and the rest of their season. Now, let's get you back into the game in just a few moments. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains others can't. Visit MinutemanSewer.com to have them take care of any of your sewer and drain issues. That's MinutemanSewer.com.
Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center in Spring Arbor, where your functional strength begins. This fall, try the Sunrise Circuit, Kettlebell Hit Fusion, or Fitness 101. Also backed by popular demand, Kettlebell Hotspot is bringing yoga back. Check KettlebellHotspot.com for all class times. Right now, fall drop-in rates are as low as $5 per visit with the purchase of a punch card. Get your body moving and get in the best shape you've ever been in. Now is the time. Now is your time at Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center. Village Crossing Mall, Spring Arbor. Like them on Facebook and at KettlebellHotspot.com.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith on the post game here. 44-21 win for the Western Panthers to clinch the district championship tonight. The student section stormed the field. It was great to see. Coach Mifsud got the traditional Gatorade bath. And now they're on the field meeting up and accepting their trophy, I believe. Jason, our player of the game tonight for Jackson Area Subways, yesterday Bob Subways, ran into Bob out at the Trunk or Treat. That guy's just a fun dude to have around. He makes every event a little bit better. And if you want him to help make him and his crew at Subway to make your event better, how about box lunches? They do a box lunch program for area sports teams. So if you've got a hungry team to feed, get to one of those Jackson area Subways. And our player of the game tonight will go with QB Tyler Pape. It was a total team effort. There were stars on defense, stars on offense. Pape gets into the end zone four times. And with just his scores alone, they would have beaten this team, a 44-21 win. And I think as much as it didn't even result in points, Jason, Western came out in that third quarter, ran down about 7 minutes of clock time and made this game so much shorter, and it just felt like Battle Creek wasn't going to have enough time to come back at that point. So Western, really, just a great game tonight. And Tyler Pape, our Subway player of the game, but honorable mentions to Landon Raskowski, Wyatt Heavey with a big interception. Mm-hmm. The defensive line played extremely well a lot of the time in this game. Just overall, a fantastic effort from Western. All of our playoff games brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, serving the Jackson community since 1988. And it looks like that schedule is going to be extended by at least one more game.
Oh, yeah.
As Western will move on and play Zeeland East next week. We won't know Friday or Saturday yet until the schedules come out, but looks like we got a road trip in our near future.
Yes, we do.
Any thoughts, Jason, as we're closing out this big game?
Yeah, hopefully AAA Jackson can take care of us on our long road trip. We have travel plans, so we'll guess we'll be hitting them up. But no, a fantastic season for Western, going to continue on. One of the best, or actually the best in school history now, I think it's pretty safe to say. Tyler Pate proving exactly why he's one of the best quarterbacks in the area, and we'll see if his skills can translate over into the west side of the state and see if they can take down Zeeland East.
You know what, I think huge credit going out to this coaching staff for having these guys prepared. I think the game plan ended up being perfectly called and then well executed by the team. We saw, as we mentioned, Western come out play Marshall, and the first play of the first possession, they throw a bomb down the sideline to Burt. He scores. Next time they get the football back in that game, they do a similar play. They get about a 30-40-yard gain and set themselves up. Tonight, they didn't go to the air for any deep stuff, really. They just ran the ball, controlled the clock, and that game plan was the right one against this Battle Creek Central team tonight.
Yeah, a lot of good athletes on the Battle Creek Central team, and they just really just ground and pound and just wore them down, and that was the key to their success. That power run game that was normally a complement to the speed factor that we saw last time around was now the primary focus, and the power run game became the focus of the offense, and the speed and the athleticism was the complement, and you had to respect it, but the power run game worked so well that it just made sense for them to keep going to that well.
And it's a nice thing to know that they have that ability, that running game, that running offense control type of game as they head forward into the next round of this season. Tom Ratchford, who's been doing football games and coaching, and he's been involved with this for a long time at a very high level, he said, you know, when you get late, he's like, passing is fun and it looks cool, but when you get into these late season games, these playoff games, the run game is what wins you championships. So Western's got that aspect, at least going for them tonight. We'll see if they can carry it on to Zeeland East.
Yeah,
in a week.
Respecting the run leads to other cool things like being able to throw the football and controlling the clock and keeping your defense fresh because they're not on the field as much. And those are all keys, and any program worth their salt is going to tell you exactly that.
44-21, again, our final here from Western. So stay tuned to K105.3. Check us out online at K105.3.com. For our schedule for next weekend, it looks like Michigan Center out. Lumen Christi moving on. They will have a matchup waiting with Columbia Central. We didn't get a final yet from that game that I've seen, Jason, but Columbia Central had taken control later into that one, and we'll hope they could hold on to win that and have, so we can have three Jackson area teams playing again next week. Either way, Lumen Christi will be on our schedule, and we'll just have to wait and see who their opponent is. Meanwhile, we'll head to Zeeland East for Western and Zeeland, but we'll let you know the date, time, and everything else you need to know about that when our playoffs continue. Brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Congratulations to Tyler Pape, our player of the game tonight, and congratulations to the Western Panthers team. A thank you to Jackson Area Subways, Slice of Spice, Mackey, and Blissfield steals the win 41-40. And the Royals will move on to the regional championship against Lumen Christi next week. Golden Eagles end of the year 9-2. And two losses on that record, both to Blissfield, and both in late-game fashion like that. Late games, just struggling to hold on against Blissfield. Gosh, great season, though, for Columbia Central, and Josh Kubiak and his crew do a great job having them prepared. And it was a pleasure to get to watch that team play Cole Partridge and Garrick Elliott this year.
Yes.
Just
phenomenal.
Maybe the best offensive passer-receiver connection in the entire area.
Absolutely.
So again, we'll wrap it up here, 44-21. For Mike Reed back in the studio, Jason Smith, I'm Steve Boyle, and we'll talk to you next week.